Sup? We're here.
Hey.
All right. So for audio listeners out there, we're going to talk about Endgame.
Yeah, we are.
Okay. So if you don't want it to be spoiled, you get the heck out.
Come back when you've seen it. Come back.
Or
do come back.
Be like me and get it spoiled. Although I will tell you, this is from me, man who loves spoilers. This movie is best enjoyed without spoilers, I think. Because it is, I don't want to speak for Colby, but I was delighted from start to finish. Because I didn't really know what was coming next. I knew some things. Fat Thor. But I didn't know other things, okay? So if you don't want any spoilers, you should leave. Thor's fat. But, okay? So just a warning, okay? I haven't put the image up on the screen yet. Plus, image. Do you hear the clicking? Is the clicking louder than normal? Spoiler. Let's listen for the clicks. I feel like I hear the click
hear
in your
click.
Microphone.
Mm-hmm. Is it louder than normal?
No, it's the same
it's the
loudness.
Exact same volume?
Yeah, same volume.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe my mouse is getting louder. Or maybe we just usually talk when I'm clicking and, is that big? Is that big enough?
Wait, I think that's great.
I think everyone.
I feel like anyone should see that. Right?
If they come to the stream and they don't see this, mm-hmm. I'm a little worried about that.
Also, show is not sponsored today.
Oh, hold on. We got to get our not sponsor in there.
By Modelo.
There we go. Where do we put this?
Modelo. Cerveza. Nah, Cerveza.
Cerveza.
Modelo.
Cerveza.
Cerveceria. That's Cerveceria. Modelo, Mexico. Cerveceria.
Oh, you're looking down here. Yeah. That must be Spanish for brewery or something,
maybe.
Right? Beerer.
Beerer. Golden, full-flavored Pilsner-style lager with a clean, crisp finish.
Right.
I mean, if it's a Pilsner, you got me on board.
Right. Well, Colby is, as you know, he's bringing us beers every Sunday, and this week's refreshment is Modelo. So I've never had this. Colby, you never had it either, right?
Uh-uh. It's not bad.
Tastes like Miller Lite.
Yeah.
With a slight accent.
Mm-hmm. I like this.
It's pretty good, actually, yeah. I think what happens is all Pilsners taste the same. They have slight differences.
Yep.
But they all, for the most part, taste exactly the same. So
what is it got a hint of? Is that a hint of jalapeno? Is it a hint of Mexican chili pepper? Is it a hint of Jose who got cremated into the beer mix?
I wondered if that was going to get racist, and it did.
It
did. I think it's a little bit of cactus.
Mm.
a little cactus flavor. That's what I would say.
Cactusy.
Cactus.
Interesting.
But yeah.
Where'd the image go?
Well, we weren't talking about it.
Oh, we'll put it up.
Okay, are we ready?
Yeah, man.
Are we ready? Let's do this! All right, Endgame spoilers begin. If you're here, still listening, it's your own fault.
Yes.
Captain America dies.
Well, not really.
Eventually. Yeah, see?
Got him.
I got him with a fake spoiler there, so like, now they know I'm serious. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, so, as per usual, I think just for ease for us, I did a plot outline, but it's from memory.
Mm.
There's a lot that happens in this movie.
There is a shit ton.
This movie is incredibly dense.
Yeah.
Incredibly, incredibly dense. Like, I feel like we need to watch it 4 or 5 times.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the end battle. There's going on that we can't even compress
it.
Yeah,
you need to take that in battle and go frame by frame to see all the crazy shit.
Do you know Howard the Duck's in it?
No.
Yeah, Howard the Duck's in that in battle. It's an example
for you. Of course it is.
Oh, he's an Avenger now.
Of course.
Howard the Duck, the Avenger, dude. So we're going to talk. I figured the best thing we'd do is just maybe give a review.
In Bombay!
Dude, okay, so let's do a review. Real quick, thoughts. You want to go first? You want me to? You already know what I think.
All right.
Because I text you immediately after the film and said 10 million out of 10.
It is the best movie I've ever seen.
Okay, all right.
And it would stay there.
That's too low of a review.
If it wasn't the movie that killed Iron Man.
Yeah, it did kill Iron Man. It did.
It fucking killed Iron Man, bro!
He's dead.
Why?
My sister's fiance was very upset leaving the theater because they killed Iron Man.
Dude, my sister, I would have been fine with Captain America. Like, yes, that would have been sad, but I understand.
I predicted, I think Thursday, that they were going to kill Iron Man because we thought they were going to kill Cap.
Yeah.
And they made it look like they were going to kill Cap like four times.
Did.
So many times he was
that
on the ground.
Fucking Thanos fight, Jesus. You know?
But yeah, Iron Man's dead. But my sister said that poor Josh, her husband-to-be, apparently watched Iron Man 1 and 2 yesterday. Like he was, like he, his grandma died and he was watching home videos. Like, I feel so bad for the man, but
yeah, man.
They killed him.
He's fucking gone brutally.
Yeah, but
really fucking brutal.
I think high level for me, best move I've ever seen. It might be the greatest thing I've ever witnessed
in
my life.
I think so, yeah.
Like, the whole time I'm just staring at it, being like, this shouldn't be allowed to exist.
Yeah.
Spider-Man is flying through the air holding the Infinity Gauntlet. That shouldn't be allowed to exist.
Captain America is wielding Mjolnir.
A giant man one-shot punches a Leviathan out of the air.
Yeah.
Hulk is eating his own ice cream. Like, this, these are things that should not exist in the world, and
I
now they exist.
That.
He's
funny.
Eating Hulk a burning fight.
Of course he is.
A little chalky for Doctor Strange, but for everyone else, it's fine. But I think this movie, it's funny. On the way home with Chris, I told her, you know, Doctor Strange, he saw 4 million possibilities and only one where they won. And I was like, that kind of, to me, I feel like this is the only way this movie would work. They somehow did it because nothing about it felt cheap or wrong. Every character in it felt they were in their place. Like, I know me and you were both worried that Captain Marvel would be too OP.
Yeah.
They handled her perfectly.
Literally didn't use her much at
right.
all.
She was perfect, and then she showed up at the end and she was OP, but in a very believable way.
Mm-hmm.
That Thanos headbutt that she just tanked is
yeah,
the greatest
right.
thing that I've ever seen in the history of
okay.
cinema.
So, there are, I don't even know how to describe this movie. I don't.
I don't either. That's
because,
why I
like,
wrote the plot, because I figured we just got to go through
it. I figured, once it was done, I was like, the first third
right.
was kind of unnecessary. But then I look at it, and then the second and third parts
yeah.
wouldn't be as good as they are
it's,
without that
agreed.
Time to live in the post-snap
yeah.
world.
In fact, I think one of my complaints, and it's not a complaint, I have really no complaints about the movie, a nitpick, if you will, is that we didn't spend enough time in the 5-year gap.
Really?
But it's not a complaint because the movie would be too boring with that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll get that in other things.
Yeah.
Like, now we can have movies that take place post-snap,
mm-hmm.
pre-other snap.
Mm-hmm.
Other snap, because there's 3 snaps mm-hmm. in this movie. 2 snaps in the movie. 2 snaps in the movie, 1 at the end of Infinity War.
Yeah, there you go.
It's so confusing, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think the acts in this movie, like Act 1, Act 2, Act 3. Act 2 and 3 feel like one thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think Act 3 starts when Thanos attacks.
Well, I see 3 parts. I see the post-snap world.
Right.
I see time travel.
Right.
And then I see final battle.
Right. And I feel like that final battle is probably, what, 30 minutes long? But it felt like 5?
Dude.
It's got to be longer than we think.
Probably.
It's got to be. But I wanted more of everything.
Mm-hmm.
They could have made this, they could have doubled every act.
Minus the fact I needed to shit during the movie.
That's the worst. You can't do that. Pee, maybe.
Yeah.
No, oh,
I
God.
Held myself. I texted you and
right.
I was like, when's the best time to go pee,
well,
I was
struggling to tell you when to pee without
right?
spoiling the plot. Because
as soon
like,
as I saw 2012, I was like, all right, so there is time travel.
Yeah, and I didn't mm-hmm. like, I didn't want to be like,
that's
when
fine.
They start, well, I was going to say, like when Hawkeye visits his family, that's time travel. But I said it in a way that you didn't know it was time travel. And I'm like, how do I describe don't leave when the second act starts without him knowing when the second act starts?
Yeah.
How do I describe that? So I'm just like, we've talked on the show, Battle of New York. We knew it was going to happen. So I'm going to be like, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you didn't know he was going to Asgard. I didn't know that. We didn't know they were going back to the 1970s. Didn't know that. I didn't know Black Widow and Clint were going to head to Vormir.
Okay, now that's also a gripe of mine about it.
Oh, yeah?
Is they just, that came out of nowhere for me. The fact that, like, how did they not know? They knew
Well, they didn't,
that Thanos brought Gamora there.
The only person
left without Gamora.
The only person who would have known that they came back was Tony Stark and Nebula, though.
Yeah.
And they would it they didn't know. Like, I think
they
summed
knew it. It's in fucking Infinity
well,
War.
Well, Scarlet
fucking what's her face?
They didn't know they did it explicitly for the Soul Stone.
No.
Like, I
but
guess
they
Nebula
put two and two together.
Nebula kind of figured it out, but she didn't know it was the price you pay. I kind of agree with you, but at the same time, I could also give them the benefit of the doubt that why would they assume someone has to die to get the stone? Because no one else's stones are like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for all they knew, there was just going to be an army there that they had to fight, and Gamora died fighting, you know?
Can we talk about the fact that Natalie Portman came back?
She wasn't. Deleted scenes.
Oh, really?
Deleted scenes. Because I wondered the same thing, okay. If they actually got her back, and no,
that
her scenes are... are a Dark World deleted scene. So, Ballin Hobo says, hey everyone, just got back, Missy Intro. Did you guys like the movie, or did it not turn out the way you want? Ballin Hobo, that was the greatest experience of my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The best.
Yeah. I don't think you could top that. Also, where are they going to fucking go from here?
I don't know. I think we could talk about predictions at the end of this as well, because like Spider-Man is going to happen.
Yeah.
And now I think that whole trailer is a lie.
All right, well, let's go through your plot.
Okay, I mean, I just literally went through and wrote a plot for the movie because I don't know how we're going to talk about the movie in any way that's not scatterbrained unless we just go through the movie.
Right.
So
I'm glad you did because I there's just too much. I can't really remember.
First scene. Mm-hmm. And this is all from memory, so if I skip a scene, we can add it in. But I'm pretty sure this is how it happened.
Just to start this out, like your Nostradamus prediction was...
It's pretty close. It's pretty close. There
minus
weren't. They
the
weren't.
Copying,
they didn't do the copy.
Minus
thing.
The copying. I think you nailed basically everything.
I don't think I predicted Thanos dies right at the beginning.
No, you didn't.
Because I thought they would show up and he'd whoop their butt and then mm-hmm. they'd give up.
Yeah.
Until they figured out time travel. But Ballin Hobo.
This is gonna be the entire show, bro.
The entire show is spoilers.
Yeah. Or at least an hour, or a half.
3, 4, 5, 9 hours. Anyway, so first scene. First of all, it just opens.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the movie.
Yeah, no logos.
Nothing. Like, I feel like the movies don't really start that way.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Clint came on fucking screen, I was like, shit!
Yeah, it's just there.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so. Yeah, I mean, you predicted that. We all kind of thought that might be the opening scene.
Yeah, I think a lot of people predicted that, you know.
It was
but
brutal.
It was really, like, I thought it was his daughter... And then he was going to run back into the house and be like, my family's gone. But no, they were like on picnic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I think the snap happened because that kid wanted mayonnaise. That's gross. Mayonnaise on a hot dog, nasty.
Is
that
not
a thing?
I don't know. I hope not.
I think that they meant to offend everybody
mm-hmm.
in that scene because they mentioned the three primary condiments, ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise,
mm-hmm.
which I didn't even know mayonnaise was a condiment you put on a hot dog.
Me neither.
Sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
But apparently people think ketchup on hot dogs is disgusting. I don't understand that.
I like ketchup.
I do too. We're Midwesterners. We put ketchup on our hot dogs.
We do that.
Fight us. But don't, because I'm scared of fighting. Anyway, okay, so they dust, and then it cuts to the Avengers Endgame title, right? Like, that's when it happens.
I think it cut to Marvel. Endgame.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
End.
You're right. It is the Marvel title.
I think Endgame was after they chopped his fucking head off.
You're right, it is. It is. Like, well, no, it's right when they're about to go, because then he says, let's go get him, and then it's da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, it's that. So, I think you're right, it's just Marvel.
Yeah.
And apparently, I didn't notice this, I read this online later, apparently all of the characters that were snapped in Infinity War did not appear in the Marvel logo. Like, Doctor Strange's section was there with the Sanctum Sanctorum behind him, but he wasn't in it. It was just an empty building.
Jeez.
So they even took the people out at the beginning of the movie, including Ant-Man, because at that point in the movie, he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Some crazy talk, man. That's crazy! That's crazy!
Can we just all... I can't believe this all started because of Rat.
He saved the universe.
He did.
Yeah. Could you imagine being Doctor Strange and being like, so the entire probability is that a rat runs over a button, that's how we win? Because, Rat turned it back on, man. Rat turned it back on. Should we go back and talk about the rescue from Captain Marvel or Tony on the ship? I feel like everyone saw the Tony on the ship part. Like, maybe the only... First of all, the trailers lied. He was incredibly emaciated.
Yeah.
Which I did not expect, but makes sense if they were starving. You know? So that was kind of weird and shocking. And they played the paper football game where Nebula won. And I think that was kind of important for her character that
she won something
because Gamora famously never let her win anything.
Right.
So that was kind of cool. But, yeah, Captain Marvel just shows up. And I think the only interesting thing about that, well, one, I don't know why we didn't think of that.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't she just go get him? I don't know.
No, people said that.
I didn't think that.
People said that for sure.
But that means the scene in Captain Marvel, the end credit scene, happened before Endgame off screen. Because that scene wasn't in the movie.
Right.
So she showed up and they're like, hey, Tony's out in space. And she's like, I'll go get him, you know? And then she did, somehow.
Fuck, man.
And she just, they were 100, what do they say, 100 million light years from Earth? And she just carried the ship?
It probably did take a little bit of time, right?
I don't know. Hey, Kay, welcome. We're right at the beginning of the film. We're talking about Captain Marvel rescuing Tony right now. But it's incredible. It's incredible. So, another curveball. Didn't expect. I think this movie, just thematically for me, it besides the overarching plot, which I predicted, the way it happens and the way the characters do it, didn't predict any of it. It all, like, screwballed me. And the first time was when Tony gets back and he's mad at Steve Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mad.
Yeah.
Like, he called him a liar, and then he collapsed on the ground.
That was intense.
And it was like, I did not...
That's heavy as shit,
you know,
man.
I expected him to be like, I was in space, and I had a lot of time to think about our relationship. Bro, I'm so glad we're still alive, even though the worst happened. He's like, this is your fault, you're fat, you're ugly, and your ass looks bad in those pants, I'm out of here. And then he passes out. I did not expect that.
Uh-uh.
Like, I did say in my Notre Dame's prediction that he would retire, but that's not what I meant. I just meant more like, I thought he was going to go the route that Thor went, which is, I give up.
Yeah.
Let's forget about it.
Dude, fat Thor, though.
Fat Thor, dude. You know, I think this might be insulting to say, so I'd like to preface it with this, but because it's also kind of idiotic, okay? I feel like this is what inclusion feels like.
Oh, yeah?
Like, no joke, I could finally be like, it's a fat superhero, you know? Like, is this how women feel when Captain Marvel showed up?
Maybe.
You don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know either.
I would assume, man.
But it's like, I'm just like, I now have a superhero physique, man. That's me. I got the body of a god.
You have the body of Thor.
Yeah, I do. Now, he'll probably lose the weight, and I will not. But the greatest movie of all time got his body, so, you know. But yeah, that was ridiculous.
Dude. It still blows my mind, Natalie Portman. Goddamn bitch. Goddamn bitch.
I thought that after the movie, too. I'm like, do you think Edward Norton and like that guy from Empire or whatever his name is, D.L. Hughley or whoever he is, and Natalie Portman, like, how can they sit and watch that and go, I made the right decision getting out during the OG Hulk?
I don't know.
Do you think, I mean, I don't feel like Rhodey would have changed. But I honestly feel like Hulk would have been different. I don't feel like Ed Norton could do Mark Ruffalo's Hulk.
Mm-mm. I don't think he's funny.
And Mark Ruffalo's Hulk is such a great part of this movie.
Yeah. I'm odd on the Mark Ruffalo train, but yeah.
My Chris, I don't remember if it was Chris or maybe it was my sister, but one of them was like, I don't know how I feel about New Hulk. I kind of like New Hulk.
Yeah.
But.
Wait, as in New Hulk, like.
The smart,
he talks and stuff.
Hulk Bruce. Brock. Let's call him Brock. Can
Dude,
we start Brock?
The CGI of the people's faces in this movie was so crazy.
We've done it.
They did Hank Pym. They did Mark Ruffalo into the Hulk.
I don't know how Marvel like invented de-aging. I don't know how they did it. Like they also made a young Paul Rudd, which is impossible because he already looks 25 at all times.
Who else did they do? They did Steve Rogers old.
Yeah. Hank Pym is the biggest one. I mean, that was Mike Douglas 40 years ago. It's crazy.
They did Howard Stark.
Yep. Yeah. And then they made a whole movie with a young Sam Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you forget that. That, like, he's de-aged that entire movie.
Yeah.
And it's so good, you forget.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how they do that
I don't get it.
I don't know
how they do it. Did you see the new trailer before it, though, for the Will Smith Gemini Man?
That doesn't look bad.
That looks horrible.
Dude, I was so excited to see Godzilla. And then they played Hobbs and Shaw. so stupid.
Can we talk about the fact that they play 15 damn trailers before the movies now?
It started like 35 minutes after. Yeah, we should have just. Yeah. I should have just shown up.
Fucking guy sitting next to me. As soon as one of the green made for all audiences came on, they were like, "Ah, fuck!"
Yeah, I just hurry someone up. Just yelled in my theater, "Avengers!" It's like they were just ordering a soda. Like.
Dude, they did not spare any time though. Once those were done, to just
it's oh, it's just, yeah. Man. It's right in there, man. I don't know, but Godzilla, I still think looks very cute. Just by the way. I just want to pet his little lizard head. He looks like such a good little Godzilla.
That movie looks so dumb.
I'm definitely going to go see that movie.
That looks so dumb.
I love Mothra, dude. Mothra, dude. He's a giant moth. How stupid is that?
Pretty damn stupid.
But I don't know. I mean, we just went and watched a movie where there's a tree and a raccoon, too, so. Moth is worse.
Raccoon's great, man.
Moth is worse. Okay, let's get back. Where were we? Argument on, okay, so the next part is Thanos is murdered.
Yeah.
Like.
So Captain Marvel, Iron Man show up. She's like, let's go, you didn't have me.
Like, in my notes, I literally wrote, I mean, he dead.
He dead.
Like, I did not I think that was the defining moment for me for this movie. Once they cut off his head, I was like, I don't know what's going to happen
now. This movie's fucking real.
Like.
There's also blood in this movie.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
Well, Disney has a no decapitations rule in their movie, so apparently that doesn't apply to Marvel.
Huh.
And they also just showed his head.
Oh, yeah.
Decapitated on the floor.
Yeah, they did.
Just looking at it.
There was cursing in it, too, man.
A lot of it, actually.
I know.
Especially from Steve Rogers.
Yeah?
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, I think that kind of shows the tone.
It's kind of shocking, yeah.
Yeah, it shows the tone that this is not a fun world. Dude. Even though it's,
The Russos are crazy.
They are crazy. They're crazy.
The crazy to even think of this plot line to make it pretty consistent.
Right.
And not really, I mean, there's a few holes that I kind of have questions on about the whole time travel.
We can talk about that, too, because I'm not sure anyone knows, and I'm not sure we're supposed to. I think that might be part of the universe going forward.
Yeah. No, me and Britt were definitely talking about that, and that was her thing. It's probably explain it, so they can just be like, well, this could have happened.
Right, right. So. Well, and there's also that What If show coming to Disney Plus. Like, we talked about that on Thursday. I said a lot of this stuff I think is going to set up TV shows. Mm-hmm. And I think that even more now that that Loki disappeared into another dimension, and they had a conversation with Scarlet Witch right at the end about Vision. And I do think that a lot of that...
Well, that was a big thing for me. Was Vision was not even mentioned.
He didn't come back. But he wasn't snapped.
Wasn't mentioned.
He wasn't snapped.
Yeah,
it's like him and Gamora, Scarlet Witch, Loki, or Black Widow, Loki. They were all dead, and they didn't come back.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the only one that didn't make an appearance at all. So, I don't know. No, Sam, we started right on time. No,
you late, homie.
Yeah, you late, dude. Like Kay says, there was a lot of revenge moments. I agree. I think that especially with I think failure was a big over encompassing theme, especially in the first act.
I was not expecting Thor to go all fat man.
No, I mean, I think it was literally revenge, failure, devastation, first act. Second act was hope, and third act was avenging. I think that's literally what it was supposed to be. And I just can't imagine, do you think that the Russo brothers wrote that on a whiteboard? Like, how do you even begin,
dude? I don't
to do this.
Know.
I don't even know how to talk about it.
I don't either.
I feel we could spend two hours talking about just the last act,
mm-hmm.
where Kay said angry Scarlet attacked Thanos. Like he was gonna die. He was like Scarlet Witch was going to kill Thanos. Like, he's like, I don't know who you are. And then all of a sudden, it's like, my flesh is being torn from the inside out. We got to fire some missiles right now. You know, it went from 0 to 100 real quick for
Thanos.
Yeah,
it did, man.
You know, I just feel like there's so much to talk about.
Dude, best comic book scene, though, in that entire movie, I think, was right after he just beat the shit out of Steve Rogers. He's standing alone in front of that giant fucking army.
I can't wait to see a high quality still of that.
Right?
He's standing there whole moment and he's got his shield, and he's just facing him down.
Dude.
I think I don't know. Doctor Strange, I think, is my favorite superhero up to this point, but Captain Marvel was so friggin' badass in that show. I can't get over it.
Like how?
Dude,
the headbutt was great.
They literally stopped bombarding the enemy soldiers.
They did that.
And they turn all of their guns to Captain Marvel because she entered the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, uh-oh, she's here.
Yeah.
And that means that she has a reputation in the universe large enough that Thanos' crew goes, that's Captain Marvel. We probably should try to get rid of her before, I don't know. She flies single-handedly through our ship and destroys it with her fist. It's ridiculous. I don't know how they're going to build a movie around her. Who's gonna take her down?
Dude, yeah, that's my thing. Is like, I just couldn't imagine anything next. And then I thought, like, what if they don't?
Right. Well, and even that, like, I feel like we should have faith in whatever they do. Because our worry was, she's going to be too OP and she's going to kill Thanos. And then they handled it perfectly.
Yeah.
We got to stop doubting Marvel.
I'm saying, like, they may not come back and do
another Captain
this
Marvel?
Big yeah. of an ensemble oh, yeah. outing against one bad guy.
Well, are, like...
Because I feel like you can't top this.
Do you think that maybe we leave Earth? You think maybe we have the TV shows? That's why we have Falcon mm-hmm. and Winter Soldier as a TV show. They deal with Earth, and now everything else is cosmic. Because you got Thor, you got Captain Marvel, you got the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, so Thor's with the Guardians now.
And all of that stuff with the super powerful people and the people who are living planets and Galactus is out there, and he's, like, older than the universe itself. And
Galactus would be the all, big bad all next of them, if they do try that.
Right, and all of them deal with the universe. And then X-Men, they do Earth. And that's it. You think maybe they have to split it? Because I can't imagine. For one, how is Nightcrawler going to help against Galactus? You know? So I can't imagine them meshing anymore. But then again, how does Hawkeye help against Thanos? So we can't stop. We can't sleep on Marvel. They somehow know what they're doing. Because everyone in that movie felt like they contributed in a meaningful way. That wasn't outside of the scope of their abilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's what I... As soon as those three, Thor, Captain America, and Iron Man, were going up against Thanos, I'm like, okay, there's one man that's a little standout from the group that's
right.
not really about to do much. He's just over here kicking and punching people.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, fucking Mjolnir comes to him. I'm like, shit, man!
Yeah,
he's got the lightning, too!
Yeah,
oh,
well, that's what Mjolnir
that
was for, was for
too,
the
man.
For the lightning to be
God
channeled, yeah.
Damn.
Because his hammer could summon the lightning.
And then I was like, oh, fuck, he's a fucking contender now.
Right. Well, he's not anymore. He retired.
But. Yeah, I don't know how I'd like Sam being the next Captain America.
Well, who else would it be?
Fucking Bucky, man.
No, he's done. He's tired of being in wars. I think they made a point of him. They were both standing there, and he saw Cap, and he's like, you go over there. I don't want to do this.
I mean, yeah.
Like, I don't think Bucky wants to do that anymore.
I don't think Bucky's
like he was buying
name.
Fruit in Romania in Civil War. Like, he's done.
Yeah.
And then he was chilling out by a lake, and I assume he'll be with Black Panther. I assume he'll go back to Wakanda.
No, but he has a show.
Oh, well, yeah, but maybe that'll
he ain't
be,
done then.
Maybe it'll be like House Hunters on WAHD TV, man. And it'll be like him and Sam looking for real estate, you know, to invest in. That'd be cool. I'd watch that, dude.
Yeah. It's gonna be a fucking action comedy.
Hey, well, it'll be buddy. It'll be the new Lethal Weapon.
Yeah,
that's what it's gonna be. Mm. It's gonna be the new Lethal Weapon.
Riggs,
I can't wait, dude. Okay, back on track. What were we talking about?
Fat Thor.
Fat Thor. So one, Meek was in the thing. Korg
Meek
was in the
Korg
thing.
And Korg were back,
and
man.
They were playing Fortnite, which brings up a lot of implications because
yeah.
Thanos is in Fortnite. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that means that Fortnite did a promotion featuring the man who destroyed half of the world. It's pretty messed up.
That is kind of messed
up. Like, could you imagine, like, a video game having Hitler in it? Like, that would not be okay. That's what Fortnite did. One more reason to ban Fortnite.
There are so many video games with Hitler in it. So many. But not as a character that you could play.
It's a great point.
So. Yeah.
No one's excited, really, to play Hitler. Mm-hmm. At least you shouldn't be. I shouldn't have brought up Hitler.
Dude, this is good. I'm really glad I got this.
It is good, man.
It's more expensive than Miller Lite, Coors Light, Bud Light. But
do you think this is like the fancy Corona?
It might be.
Yeah. Maybe. Britt says, Winter Soldier is the next captain after Rogers dies. How it's supposed to be.
There's a lot of things in the show that aren't how they're supposed
we
to.
We are drinking Modelo. It is a Spanish, Mexican beer. Mexican beer. So, but yeah, I agree with you, Kay. Like, Bucky's done. I don't think he wants to fight anymore.
He's gonna be fighting, though.
Yeah, but I don't think he wants to.
Well, sucks.
Well, it does suck.
I don't think Sam wants to take on the mantle of Captain America, but he's gonna do it.
I think he might want to. I think he feels bad about replacing Cap. I don't think he feels like he doesn't want to be. Like, those are big shoes to step in. Did you see him hold Mjolnir?
Also.
You think Sam's gonna hold Mjolnir in Ape?
Yeah, like, how the fuck is he gonna be Captain America? He's
going to
fly around with hawk wings and a shield?
Well, keep in mind, the name of the show is not Winter Soldier and Captain America 2. It's Falcon and Winter Soldier. So they may not do that. They may retire Cap, and he may just have the shield. You know, who knows?
Maybe.
We can't sleep on him anymore. I don't think we could have any doubts on how good they are. Sam, I believe you're Captain UK. Is that a thing? He just gives tea to people.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway.
Tea and crumpets.
So,
hello, governor. Would
so, do we like want to skip? We skip the part with the Captain America therapy group.
Can we talk about how Joe Russo was in that scene as a gay man?
Yes. You know, people have a theory about that. You know the snapping that happened on Reddit? Do you remember this? It was like, it was a, right after Infinity War came out. Everyone joined a subreddit. I don't remember what it was called. But,
the snapped or the non-snapped or something?
Yeah, and basically they said, we want the mods of this subreddit to ban half the people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a snap happened. And it turned out to be, like, it started with like, okay, haha, that'd be funny. And then it turned into like millions of people joined the subreddit and it became a thing. And like Reddit admins had to get involved to like write the scripts to ban everybody because there's no automated way to ban people.
Right.
And so they did it. And apparently the Russo brothers are big Redditors, and they were both on that, and
they both got snapped?
No, only one of them did.
Oh.
The one that wasn't in Endgame. And
no
so people
shit.
Say that he was allowed to be in that
that's
therapy group
amazing.
Because he was the one that lived and his brother did
that's
not.
That's fantastic if that's true.
I like it. I'm going to believe it whether
fantastic.
Or not it's true or not. Because apparently they're big Redditors, so that sounds like something you'd do.
That's hilarious.
But they also put everyone from Community into it, so I think like almost everybody in Community has been, because they conducted a bunch
Jong,
of Community.
I saw Shirley.
Yep. Well, and then they, well, like, I mean, in their movies. So, like,
okay.
The bald principal is in Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
The tall Indian guy. I didn't watch Community.
Oh, Danny.
He's in Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
So they like tried to put most. I don't think Joel McHale made the cut. But
I don't think he did.
He's a little
Chevy
too
famous. Chase definitely didn't.
Oh, I think Chevy Chase played Thanos, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but anyway.
And then whatever her fucking name is.
Jillian Jacobs.
That one.
Yeah. I don't know if she made it either. Mm. But they also could be aliens in the background for all we know
could
at
be.
Some point. So, but either way, where were we? Oh, so we don't want to talk about, we'll talk about Ant-Man waking up. The rat saves the universe.
Rat saves the fucking universe.
Rat
man.
Saves the universe. Rat is the MVP. I don't like new Cassie. I don't
yeah.
like her. Old Cassie was too cute. She can't be replaced.
Well, and how old was she in this? It was only 5 years.
So, I honestly don't like this casting, which leads me to believe that they may have plans for her if they casted her kind of off type. Because they were just looking for a bit actor to look like Cassie.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they would have done that, but they wanted someone who could also act. So, I feel like they have plans for her. She's 10 in Ant-Man and the Wasp. She'd be 15 now. The actress who plays her is 17.
Really?
So she looks...
She looked 8.
She looks 45.
20, yeah.
Yeah, she looks old, which is why I think they probably got an actress who can act instead of one that looks like her, because
that's fucking nuts.
Why would they do that? You know?
I don't know.
Oh, hold on.
How you doing there?
I was almost caught up with you. Modelo! These are pretty good.
Yeah.
These are pretty good.
Yeah, no, I'm very pleasantly surprised.
Okay, so do we want to talk about... I mean... I think the Ant-Man stuff's interesting because it shows the devastation. It's really the only point of the show where we saw the real devastation. Like, half of San Francisco looks horrific.
Yeah.
But, and it would, because they have all these houses now that don't have people in it, and
mm-hmm.
they have all these jobs that no like have vacancies and all that. Aquaman
the Mets
is not
are gone,
Marvel,
bro. The fucking Mets are gone.
Right, so does that mean that, like, half of the baseball players got snapped, or so many of them got snapped that
probably.
There's not enough?
Yeah.
I mean, or does that mean that, like...
They probably had to fill in for actual jobs.
Yeah. Like, I would like to know more about that. That's what
yeah.
I meant at the beginning of the show. Like, I would like to know more about the economic stuff that they did. Because I think they're not afraid to hit on it, because they kind of did that in Spider-Man Homecoming. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole point of that is Birdman.
Yeah. Birdman.
Birdman. Birdman is a construction worker, and he's mad that Tony Stark took his gerb.
Right.
You know, and so I feel like there's going to be more of that behind-the-scenes type stuff that we could explore later on, you know. Or maybe we'll see it in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Maybe
something like that. But I do kind of wish we knew a little bit more about that, but I get why we don't, because the movie is like, let's go. Let's get 3 hours. Come on. Yeah, man. So I don't know. But it was interesting to see that all that happened. There's
I wasn't expecting Tony to have a kid.
No.
Mm-mm.
No, he had a kid. Well,
they teased that in Infinity War.
Yeah, they did. And they even mentioned her name, that her crazy Uncle Morgan was who he had a vision about, or the dream about. And, like, it's, again, his daughter's name is Morgan in the movie. And it's funny to me, like, that is a perfect example of how good the Russos are at what they do. That in that one scene, they showed Tony's isolated from the world. He lives in his own bubble with his family.
Mm-hmm.
He has this daughter, but yet he's still tinkering in his garage building armor, because he built one for
Pepper.
For Pepper. For no reason. Except that he wanted to.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that goes to show that even though he wants to let go, he never let go.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes more sense than in the couple scenes later when he's inventing time travel.
Well,
you know?
And it just ties so well into the fucking last thing Pepper says.
Right, yeah.
Like, in the moment,
yeah.
I hated that,
because
I thought she was just, like,
I mean, he was,
you're gone, bro.
He was dying. See ya. And I also, another thing, like, just...
But I get that it was to comfort him on the way out.
Yeah.
I mean, goddamn.
And to totally derail, that's why I want to watch it 4 or 5 times. Peter Parker freaks out, because Spider-Man can hear his heartbeat, and he can hear his heart slowing, and he can hear him dying. Like, he feels overly like you can't die compared to everybody else, because he knew before Pepper asked Friday to scan his vitals that, no, this man's dead.
Yeah.
He's a dead man. And I love the little subtlety and the stuff they throw in there, that people who are obsessed with these characters and their powers and their personalities, like, they'll catch up on, but they don't. They don't spend time describing the minutiae to the layperson, because it also doesn't matter to the overall story.
Yeah.
But it's like, I just love little things like Spider-Man again in Infinity War, like when one of the guy who throws the big claw at the very beginning of the movie, like Spider-Man just catches it with one hand, like he's catching a baseball, like it's no big deal, you know, like they just throw stuff in there that you don't notice, but you notice. On a repeat viewing number 85, you're like, oh my god, they reviewed every frame of this movie and every character and what those characters are doing in every single frame of the movie,
man.
And they cared.
And they did that in less than
how do they do
20
it?
Years,
how do they
man.
Do it?
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know.
They've made, arguably, I would say, 4 of the top 5 Marvel movies.
Oh, yeah.
Civil War, Winter Soldier, Infinity War, Endgame.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, and they did it back to back to back to back, because they went from Winter Soldier to Civil War to Infinity War to Endgame.
Yeah.
How did they do it? Before that, they made Arrested Development.
How did they do it? I don't know how you go about handling that crazy of shit, man.
It blows my mind whole, man. I don't know how they do it, but they did it. They did it, man. All right, well, we should get... This is really hard for us to stay on track.
Dude,
because
it's
so much to talk about.
Like, I mean, I feel kind of bad for all the dudes who were snapped, because this was not their movie.
Agreed.
Like, I'm sure there are characters that did not even get lines
right.
That...
Yeah.
Probably should have. I don't know. Wong might have said one word.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I think you're right. Like, literally one
Drax,
sentence.
I don't think, said a thing.
I think he screamed.
Fucking Quill... Only got the Gamora scene.
He got kicked in the nuts.
Oh, no, he at the end, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
He got kicked in the nuts, which is how he met Gamora in the first place, remember? Mm-mm. The Guardians 1. See, I was really... I watched all of the Marvel movies again. Not all of them, but all the ones with the stone. I watched them all again. And I am so glad that I did. Because there's so many Easter eggs in this movie, too. Like, throwbacks. It's so dense. Like, snapped Sam as in, like, they were dusted at the end of Infinity War. Like, that's what we mean. So,
can we talk about the time travel bit? Because
you want to talk about Professor Hulk or anything, or Ronan, before we get to the time travel stuff?
Well, Ronan's brutal as fuck. He's murdering bitches left and right. I like the samurai just cut in the middle of the movie where they're just like, we're going to have a samurai fight.
Yep. And of course, it was that guy.
Yeah.
Because he's the bad Asian in every single movie. Yeah. But he's great. I love him, but he's a bad Asian in Lost. He's a bad Asian in Westworld. And now he's a bad Asian in Endgame. He's a legend.
Yeah.
Jeremy Renner's Japanese sounded atrocious next to that guy's Japanese.
I really did. That was a great.
It's not like I could do better.
And the cinematography is so fucking good too.
I don't know how they. Movie is good.
Most of the dialogue scenes, it's either a very tracked shot
right.
if it's kind of expositional, but if there's any meaning to the lines, it's handheld.
Right.
But then, just some of the fucking cinematography, like that whole Ronin scene.
Right.
It was just shot one take.
And then the neon lights over the stuff. Man. See you later, Kay.
And then just the spinning around that samurai fight the entire time. It looked gorgeous.
It's so good. What about Professor Hulk? You want to talk about any of that? What about what he says, dab?
He did say dab. There are a couple of references in this that are going to go, they're going to age poorly.
I think they wanted to make some memes.
But then that's the thing, too, because the dab is right now. That was 5 years from now.
Yes.
You still think we're going to be dabbing
five years
from now?
No, but I think that's part of the joke, is that the whole, he's an old scientist. He doesn't know.
That makes sense.
He's not used to fame. He's used to people posting on Twitter, help, Hulk is destroying my grandma's house. And now people want a photo with him. And Ant-Man's like, you want to get a photo with me? Kid, no.
No, but he does. He's going to be sad if you don't.
Just take the phone.
Take the goddamn phone.
So good.
Dude, and I love the scene when they're back in New York and the Hulk's like, you gotta Hulk it up. And he's like, I think a lot of the jokes in this one hit better for me than Infinity War did.
Agreed. Yeah. I think the jokes in Infinity War, in retrospect, look a little out of place because you know at the end of the movie they lose.
Yeah.
And it's like you should be taking this more seriously.
Yeah, it's a little more serious.
But
after this, you only got comedy.
Right.
Or else it's crying.
Yeah, it's our saying, man. If you don't laugh, you cry. Mm-hmm. That's literally like this whole movie, I feel like, until.
And with Thor, I think Thor was a little much for me. I wasn't really ready for all that.
I don't know. It's so weird, Thor, because I do know people that are upset that Thor felt out of character.
Yeah, he's very comedic now, and I mean that's because of Ragnarok.
They made it that way, you know. But Ragnarok's the best Thor movie. So do you?
It is, but I mean, if you get too much of that, then maybe not.
I don't know. It's. I think if he transitioned to comedy in Dark World, it would have been better.
Yeah.
Because we're still living through his transition.
Right.
I think that's why it's weird.
Because, I mean, he had a joke in the original Avengers.
Right. But it wasn't a joke. It was he's adopted and he meant it seriously and it just sounded funny.
Uh-huh.
I think Fat Thor, of course, because he reminded you of me. I know why you didn't like Fat Thor, Bray. You're like, oh, God, it's Seth. Get him out of here. It's fat, drunken, video game playing, bad-haired Seth.
Yeah.
That's what it was. But anyway, I liked Fat Thor because I don't really. I think they had to make Thor fat in order to show that he's actually snapped. Because how do you show that he's actually snapped without him losing his physique?
That's a great point.
How do you show it? Like how does the dumb idiots out there like us go, oh wow, he's depressed.
Yeah.
How do we look at it and figure that out without something as unsubtle as him just being fat? Because even if he's just hanging out with Meek and Korg, I could see him doing that with a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I think they had to show him like he does not care about him or anything else right now.
Mm-mm.
Because his body was the first thing to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, I completely get why.
Right.
And
it's just jarring.
Yeah, it's fine. Right. But yeah, it took me out of the movie for a hot second. I was like, what the fuck? That's a direction to go, I guess.
Right.
But it makes sense.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ, man, the rest of it. Once you said, you were like, once 2012 hits, don't leave.
Right, you can't leave.
And, yeah.
Everything past that point is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, dude, let's jump to time travel, man.
Yeah. So you were right. They came in, they got Tony. Hulk tried to do it, didn't work. And that's also why I'm kind of scared about Hulk being the smart guy going forward. It's because he's not really, he's smart.
He's smart in a different way.
Very, yeah.
He's not an inventor.
Tony
can
just figure shit the fuck out.
Tony's the mechanic. Bruce is the engineer. I think that's the difference. And I don't really know what engineers do. To be honest, I don't really know what mechanics do either. I don't know. It is interesting. I agree with
everyone
you.
Everyone is back alive, Sam.
But here's
the people that died not from the snap.
Here's the thing, though. I think that they're going to split space and Earth. I do think they're going to do terrestrial and cosmic.
Probably,
and I think the cosmic stuff doesn't need Tony Stark. Because if you think about it, okay, I don't know if this is a plot hole or if it's a purposeful implication. Nebula steals, what, 2-3 Pym particles, canisters, and gives them to Thanos in the middle of the movie, the past Nebula.
Mm-hmm.
But Thanos is able to bring his entire army and garrison and ships and tanks and a giant gorilla through time. They cracked the Pym particles. They had to have synthesized it and made their own.
Yeah.
Something one person on Earth, not even Howard Stark or Tony Stark, could do. Only Hank Pym could make Pym particles. Like, I think that shows that Earth is a little tiny piece of garbage, honestly. Like, our smart people, Tony Stark may be one of the smartest people in the universe, but there's 400 other people that are the smartest in the universe.
Shuri? You think she's going to be the smart guy?
I don't think she'll be as smart as Tony, but she could definitely, I think, take his place.
Mm-hmm.
But she, I think the thing that made Tony so special, and now he's dead, so that's really messed up, and it goes to your point. But, like, I think the thing that made him so special is he didn't need something else to be Tony Stark. He could create something in a cave with a box of scraps.
Mm-hmm.
Shuri, at least for everything we've seen so far in the movies, needs vibranium. Right. Mm-hmm. Needs an internet connection. She doesn't mean she's not smart.
Yeah.
It just means that we haven't seen her do something. Right.
Anything, yeah.
We haven't seen her do what Tony does,
mm-hmm.
which is figure out a way to survive in space longer than he should have.
Yeah.
Or get out of a cave or fight PTSD.
Honestly, I don't want it to sound racist because it's not coming from a place of racism.
Oh, no.
But
this
I don't really
racist.
Like the fucking Black Panther shit, man.
That's because it's not for
really
us,
like
man.
I get that. No,
yeah.
I'm perfectly fine with them being black. I just feel like it's not earned. It's just kind of there.
I get that.
They happen to live in a spot where this magic rock was, and then they sealed the world off from it and only used it for themselves.
I wouldn't put it past
Marvel. Is that how they feel about us as white people colonizing the entire world?
Isn't that what the entirety of Black Panther, the movie, is about?
I think it was probably about that,
right? I think it's about that, yeah. That they're going to no longer be in silence.
I don't like that.
Well, I don't think you're supposed to.
I wonder how they felt.
I don't think you're supposed
to. In real life.
But the thing is like, that could be motivation.
Well, it did look a lot bigger, I thought.
What, Wakanda?
In the end of that.
That's the city, yeah. You don't really see it that much. And I mean, Black... I don't know. It's...
You don't see it at night.
I think it's incredible that Marvel did what they did. Because if you think about it, so many of these new characters that have this impact barely got one movie. Like, Black Panther, one movie. Captain Marvel, one movie. Doctor Strange, one movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the Russos did a job of making their movies better in the movies that they guest starred in, the Russo movies. And then, because, like, even Ant-Man barely had two movies. Thor has three. Iron Man has three. Captain America has three. You know, Scarlet...
Not to mention all the other movies.
Right, and exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I think that if a time machine existed, Kevin Feige probably would make a Black Panther 2 to give a little more context to those people. You know, I shouldn't have said those people. I just mean, in general, that comic book franchise.
Right.
Okay, same with Captain Marvel.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure he would... You think he would have said it in the 90s if it would have come out 5 years ago? I bet he wouldn't have. I bet he did it because he had to, because it's in between Infinity War and Endgame. So I bet going forward, we'll have less of that problem where people have one movie right before the movie, you know?
Yeah.
I think that'll happen because I kind of agree with you. Like, we have more context for Cap's struggles, failures, and accomplishments. We don't for T'Challa because we've only ever been on screen with him for 45 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
That's all we've ever spent time with him.
And I mean, give it, the man almost died, but... I mean, that's about the most hardship he's gotten.
But every superhero almost dies in every one of their movies. Right. Every single one of them almost dies.
I don't know. I don't know why. Doesn't resonate with me, and it's not the culture.
I agree with you. It has nothing to do with culture.
It feels like I agree with not you. As much
but I think,
to fight against.
I think that's the point. Like, I think a big part of Black Panther was that they need to be seen by the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because the world is no longer Earth. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think he's figuring that out. I bet Black Panther 2 has a lot to do with it. Mm. I have to think so. I think they hit on that.
Yeah, because that'd be cool.
It's hard to... I agree with you. They just sit in there. It's kind of selfish. It's selfish. But I think that's hinted on in the other movies. That's why he builds outreach centers at the end. But I think they're going to start doing more of that going forward.
And they probably did in between now or then in this movie.
Right.
And that's why I think Wakanda looked a little bit bigger.
Could be.
They probably invited neighboring countries.
Well, and it's also... That scene is 5 years... After Black Panther.
Right.
Who ruled? Who was the Black Panther?
When?
During those 5 years. Maybe there wasn't one.
Oh, right. Like, see, because T'Challa was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shuri was gone. T'Challa was gone. I mean, I don't know if women can rule in their culture. Maybe it was just the queen, you know, for
maybe,
5 years.
Because, yeah, she's still alive.
Maybe it was...
Maybe it was M'Baku.
Yeah. It could have been him.
I'm surprised that came back to me that quick.
I would not have remembered his name. I like him better than Black Panther.
Right? He should have been Black Panther.
He's better.
Can we just say that fucking Chadwick Boseman's arms are too long for his body?
I don't like his suit.
It's too long.
I see his
arms. He looks like a crawling, he looks like a
weird.
Fucking, whatever the...
I agree with you.
Writer, whatever the alien creatures are for dance. He looks like one of them.
I agree.
He looks like he's walking like a fucking... I don't know. He looks like Slender Man, man.
I like Chadwick Boseman. I don't like the Black Panther suit. Mm-hmm. There's something about the suit. I think it doesn't have enough contrast.
Dude, it looked great in fucking Civil War.
It looks bad in Black Panther.
It does.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It looks bad there. It looks bad in Infinity War. It looks bad here.
Yeah, they redesigned it on purpose in Black Panther, and I don't like the new redesign. Yeah. I'm not a fan of it, but that's a nitpick.
Yes.
It is.
Very small.
He's also on screen for, 55 seconds?
Right?
Like, he's barely
in
it.
I'm saying the Snap people did not get a lot to do.
And I think that's okay.
That's fine.
People were like, Captain America got 4 lines in Infinity War. They made up for it.
Yes, they fucking did.
All right, let's just talk about it.
All right.
Let's get into it. 2012. Take out the battle scene. 2012 time travel scene. Best thing ever to happen in cinema. Ever.
Yeah.
When they go back.
Right.
And they make basically what is a behind-the-scenes viewing of the events of the
that
Avengers.
We didn't see from the Avengers.
Like, when Tony Stark says, all right, we can't just stand around posing all day, I lost it. Because they do just stand there and pose.
Yeah.
And
no, I liked when Loki turned into Captain America and then they put the fucking muzzle on. I was like, why'd they put a muzzle on?
I loved when S.H.I.E.L.D. showed up.
Right?
Because that type of, like...
That continuity.
That's the Russo brothers to me.
Yeah.
That Winter Soldier came out and they introduced, hey, there's this whole network of things that exists outside of the Avengers. Like, the real world exists. And then they did it also again in Civil War. Like, there are real people behind your actions.
Mm-hmm.
I love they went back and did that in Avengers. Because Avengers spends the whole time being larger than life. Even Nick Fury is above the law.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I can't believe they got Robert Redford to come back and do Alexander Pierce. For 35 seconds of screen time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they almost did the elevator fight again. I was like, are they going to do the elevator fight?
I thought he was about to say, does anybody want to get out? But then he was like, Hail Hydra. I was like, damn, Cap. Smart as shit up in here.
And then he runs into himself. And then he comments on his own butt.
Yep. Yeah, he does.
Cap, that suit did not do your ass any favors, I think was the quote. And then Ant-Man goes, Cap, as far as I'm concerned, that's America's ass. And then he knocks himself out.
He's like, that is America's ass. Oh, God, man.
It's so good.
It was so well written.
It's so good.
That bit, the middle bit, I think is the best writing.
Agreed.
For sure.
And, dude, Hulk on the stairs.
So many stairs!
Is me behind Priuses. That is me looking at that stupid plane. That's literally me. It's something so stupid to get mad about. Mm-hmm. But I'm mad! I would turn green if I could. Next on Thursday, we're going to talk about my son who went and saw that plane on Saturday.
Oh, yeah? Fantastic.
I hate that plane. Oh, I hate that plane. I hate it so much. Oh, I'm going to burn it.
Oh,
okay, man. But I got to save that for Thursday. We're talking about Infinity War right now. Or Endgame, whatever it's called. Whatever. Okay. But yeah, that piece of writing, that whole scene is just so slick.
Mm-hmm.
It's so well done.
It really is.
Like, and I think
it's kind of like a heist movie right in the middle.
It is. It's a time heist. Yeah. It's literally a time heist. He says a time heist. That's what it is. And like they name 40 time movies just in the movie. There's Liz DeBob. I love how Rhodey, when they figured it out, he's literally like, "Can we just go back and strangle baby Thanos?"
That was the best.
He's so done with all this nonsense,
man.
It's Thanos, bro.
There was so many good comedy lines in this one.
That's like, there's so many things that happen in the background, and then there's so many things that happen at the forefront, and the movie is so dense. I don't know how they did it.
I don't know.
I don't know how they should show this in college on how to pace something.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you go watch Daredevil season 3, and then you watch this movie, and you go, they should have paced it like this.
Yeah.
Why do we need all this crap?
No, Britt turned to me halfway through the movie. She's like, it's an hour and a half in. It's almost over.
Yeah,
it's half over. I'm like, what?
I went pee during the Hawkeye visits his family scene.
Because
I was like, okay, I know he's not going to be his family. So I literally walk it up to the bathroom while I hear him go, Lisa, or whatever his name is. And so, I looked at my clock. And I went to a 7 o'clock showing, and it was 8:45. And I'm like, huh?
Yeah, man.
I literally did that at the urinal.
I definitely felt like I was going to be sitting there being like, all right, I get it, let's go. But that never happened.
Right, it's so fast.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
3 hours flew by.
So they have all that scene, you know, the I could do this all day, I know part. Like, it's so good. It's so good.
And it's just kind of cool to revisit the sets,
agreed.
Too.
100%
like,
agree.
The interior of the Stark Tower, never seen, really.
Right. I love that. I think we're nerds about that,
definitely.
So I think we love it better than most people. But they could have made a whole movie where Tony Stark watches the Avengers be made, and I would have watched that.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And then they do, and then they go back to Asgard, and Thor has a panic attack. He meets his mom.
Dude, that rocket scene, too, that was great. Hey, Thor, come here.
Yeah.
Come here.
Yeah.
Just come. What up?
Slaps him with his little raccoon hand. The soldiers call him a rabbit. Mm-hmm. Everyone on Asgard apparently thinks
get the rabbit.
A rabbit, which is just hysterical to me. But yeah, it was perfect. And then the whole, let's talk about the space side later because that's kind of dark. But like, and then they went back to 1970. Mm-hmm. You see a young Hank Pym. You see.
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard! Oh, yeah.
So how was it? Taylor, I would be lying to you if I told you I liked it. It was probably one of the worst things I've ever... Like, I've never been more disappointed.
All right, catch Taylor up. I gotta pee now.
You gotta pee?
I made it through the movie. I couldn't make it through the recap of it. Sorry.
Taylor, it was incredible. It was incredible. I'm honestly a little bit disappointed that you can't experience it with us, because you should go back, watch all the movies, and watch Endgame, because it's an experience unlike any other. It's like I don't know if there'll be another movie like it in our generation. I honestly don't. I don't think it'll exist. I don't think it'll exist unless there's another one. Which there can't be. But anyway, yeah. So it was great. We're drinking Modelo today, by the way.
Modelo! Making me pee.
Did you actually make it through the movie without peeing?
Yeah, I did, man.
I didn't. That's incredible, dude.
Yeah. And no, I was drinking beforehand, too.
Yeah.
So, and it was beer, so I definitely...
I don't know how you did
it. I don't either. I honestly don't.
The bladder
was like, I know what to do.
There were a lot of people there, Taylor. I'm not going to lie to you. There were a lot of people there. How full was yours showing?
Oh, it was packed. It was
packed,
full. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
What time did you get? Did you get home at 2:30 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts, dude.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And then we talked about it for an hour, and then I don't think I slept, honestly. I'm surprised I'm awake as I am right now, because I literally felt like I did not sleep, because I was running through that goddamn movie.
I think Game of Thrones being tonight is proof there's a god.
Why?
Because if we went and saw Endgame, and then there was nothing else,
mm-hmm.
that'd be it.
End?
You know how there's before Christ and after death?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like it's before Endgame, after Endgame on my life. Like, we should start recounting. I'm 0 years old. Next year, I'll be one post-Endgame. Mm. You know?
I like that.
It's just, if Game of Thrones will let us, we still had something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Once, if Game of Thrones tonight sucks.
There's no way.
There
it will be on a smaller scale for goddamn
sure. Oh, yeah.
Sure,
there's no way.
Oh, man. No, yeah, Britt walked out, and she was like, I think that just ruined movies for me.
There's no other... I looked at my sister, and I said, that's probably the best thing I've ever seen.
I think so, yeah. No, I can't point to one thing. I mean, Dark Knight... is different in a tonal sense, but still, I would... I'm gonna probably need to watch this one more.
We're in the honeymoon period, 100%.
Right.
Yes.
But at this moment, I would definitely choose to watch Endgame over Dark Knight right now.
Endgame holds up. I think that's the thing. Like, we did this a year ago. We did a show, mm-hmm. Infinity Game Spoilers.
Yeah.
We loved it. Mm-hmm. We basically had no complaints about it.
Right.
We speculated about how they're going to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And it still holds up.
Yes, Endgame has not been ruined, or Infinity War has not been ruined for me. See, this is the bad thing, though. This is what makes me scared, is we've done this for Force Awakens and The Last Jedi.
Yeah, but I had serious problems with The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi.
Did you?
I did. I had a... Don't you remember we did Force Awakens one?
No.
In,
I remember Last Jedi, and we both came out of that saying it's the best Star Wars movie ever.
I still stand by that.
And that's
factually
fucking bullshit as fuck.
I loved that movie.
No.
I think I rated Empire above it. And I think, well, actually, Rogue One is my favorite Star Wars movie, but it doesn't count. Like, this Last Jedi is probably my number one seed for Star Wars movie because it disrespected all the Star Wars fans, and I love that.
You're the worst.
Because I'm not a Star Wars fan. Sorry.
You're the worst.
But anyway, hey, Bad Juju, what's up, dude? My point was, we talked high about Infinity War, and we still talk high about it today, mm-hmm. a year later.
Yes.
And this movie was better.
Oh, yeah.
Than Infinity War.
I was very skeptical going into it, hoping that it wasn't going to ruin the impact of Infinity War, and it didn't.
It made it better.
It did.
It made it better, and it made every other movie in the Marvel Universe also made it better.
Yeah.
The whole movie it lifts up other movies, and it perfectly concludes all of them.
This 10-year adventure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's nuts. Taylor, I put it above Dark Knight, and you shouldn't unsub. You don't watch Marvel. I think if you watched Marvel, that's why this movie is so hard.
For anyone who doesn't watch it, yeah.
Right, because if you said completely in a vacuum, here's The Dark Knight, here's Endgame, which is the better film, Dark Knight's going to win.
Yes, because it ties up everything
right.
in its own movie.
It has a start and an ending.
Right.
Endgame assumes that you've been at least
It's the season
partially.
Finale of a TV series.
Right, that's what it is.
But every episode is a two-hour-long blockbuster
movie. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. That's literally what it is. And I think if you don't have that context, it's easy to not rank it above
the
top
movies
of all time.
Actually, Infinity War and Endgame are a two-part season
finale. Yeah, it's a two-part season finale.
Good God, man. Yeah. Not only did they do it once, they did it fucking twice.
They did it twice. Well, the Russos did it four times.
I'd put both of those above Winter Soldier.
Agreed.
Civil War.
Agreed.
And that's only because I've seen Civil War and Winter Soldier and all the other ones, too, though.
I think the best part about it is that you're going to go back and watch Winter Soldier, and you're going to go back and watch Civil War, and you're going to be like, these movies are now better because I know these characters more intimately than I did when I first watched these.
Maybe.
Well, it's
most
like,
likely.
I feel like if you watch this in reverse, every character is consistent.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how they did it. I don't know how they did it. I don't know how they all get screen time.
So, okay, just like real quick to go on Captain America's journey of a character. So we go to Avengers Ultron.
Right.
Who, when he is very, I think it's very short, maybe like a year maybe after Avengers.
Okay.
The first one.
Yes.
So he hasn't been that long out of the ice. So he's still 1940s Cap who's not cursing.
Agreed.
Real respectful and shit.
Agreed.
And now we get to Endgame after all this shit's happened and he's been through the fucking ringer.
Yeah, he went through
and
the downfall of S.H.I.E.L.D.
and
all those betrayals.
And
yeah,
yeah.
Then he failed his mission, mm-hmm. which he's never really done before.
He's a hard motherfucker now. He's seen some shit.
He has, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. That's crazy. And see, that's the consistency that you get out of watching four fucking movies with a
Agreed. Agreed. And Iron Man's the same way. Thor's the same way. But Thor's not done. No. That's why I think Fat Thor works, because his journey isn't over.
I'm really scared about him being in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
I can't believe they literally said "As Guardians of the Galaxy" in the movie.
As Guardians.
He literally said it in the movie.
He ain't dead.
I don't. Mm-hmm. How do they get away with that, dude? Like, how do they do fan service like that and also make it part of the plot? Like, it's part of their character. Like, I could see everything that they did. That's those characters. We all know who's in charge.
I loved that.
It's me. It's me, right? Yes, of course it's you. Of course.
It's you.
It's you.
It's you.
I don't know how they did it. Like, it's so good.
I liked when Thor used his hammer to shock Tony back to life in New York. I didn't know that was going to work.
I literally
had no idea if that was going to work. That was fucking hilarious.
Taylor said Mouse Buddy. A lot of people are saying that the rat crawling over the button is Mickey Mouse. It's Disney saving the Marvel Universe. If only they would do it for Star Wars, man.
If only.
If only do it
Put
for
Kevin Star Wars. Feige in charge.
I don't think he wants to do that.
Do it.
I think he's got enough to worry. He just got the X-Men. I think he's busy.
Yeah, I thought there was going to be some sort of hint. Did you stay post-credits
all the way? I watched the autograph part and then we left, yeah.
Okay.
I heard there's clanging on the Marvel logo. It's a harken back to Iron Man building his cave. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So I didn't stay all the way through.
Not worth
My whole family had to pee. I was the only one who went. Chris went and I went.
Yeah, not worth it.
But... yeah, but the autograph stuff at the end was awesome.
That was
really cool. Did your audience clap during when they showed Robert Downey Jr. like the credits part?
I don't think they clapped on him, but they clapped once the movie was over.
Yeah, the audience. See, I went Friday night at 7, so we got nerds. We got the me's of the universe. Mm-hmm. And
I was so mad. I had to wait till
there was so much clapping. I didn't know. I kept telling Chris all day yesterday. I was like, Colby doesn't get to see this movie for another 5 hours, and it was like 6 o'clock.
Yeah,
and I'm like, how does he live with his life?
Dude, I know. We went to the bar right before we went to the movie.
Right.
And so Pinella's there. Lizzie's there. They've both seen it.
Right.
They've all seen it already. I'm like, how the fuck does that happen?
I don't know, man.
I'm all about to punch somebody in the face if they mention the fucking spoiler. I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah.
But no, everything was fine. I made it.
You didn't know any spoilers at all?
No. The only thing I knew was the 2012 thing that you told me that they do go back in time, which I already kind of knew.
We already knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we saw set photos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the suits. Like,
right. They're in the trailers. Yeah. Yeah. So, where were we? 2012, we talked about that. You want to talk about the cosmic side? Like, the twist where Thanos, past Thanos, finds out that present Thanos won but died, and then quickly comes up with this plan.
Loved this. Okay, so.
Didn't see it. I didn't see that coming.
Infinity War Thanos, you kind of, you know, they really tried to make you feel for his side of things.
Yes.
This time. Past Thanos sees his future.
Right.
Sees what he's going to do and that it basically fails. It wasn't really worth it to him. He destroyed the stones in the end because they're too powerful or whatever.
Right.
And yet, and he goes from that, he could have gone like, maybe I shouldn't do this.
Right.
Or maybe I'll fuck the entire universe
up. That's what he did, yeah.
And then he went into that actual dark evil that he, you know, is.
Right.
You know, and that was so good to me because then it made it so much sweeter when they
right because he was
up.
A bad guy. You left all sympathy from him.
He's done
as soon as they introduced that. Yeah.
That was great.
But I mean, it's also a great juxtaposition because in Infinity War, like he doesn't want to kill people unnecessarily.
Yeah,
like he punches and knocks out Captain America when he could have ripped out his innards and thrown them across the planet.
Yeah, no, he is very.
And this one, he's like, I'm gonna bring out a giant gorilla. You know, I can't get past that. There was a giant.
There was a giant gorilla.
Why was there a giant gorilla, dude? Like, he's got all these. The Black Order, he's got all these weird alien dudes. But he also got a gorilla. Like, loved it, dude. You'll still like. Thanos is a villain in this one, I think. Like, he went from being a sympathetic character to Darth Vader.
Right.
Like, he's now bad. And usually it's the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, usually Darth Vader is bad in A New Hope, and then by the Return of the Jedi, you're like, okay, I kind of sympathize with Darth Vader. And this one, it's like, backwards. It's like, oh, Thanos is just kind of a jerk. Like,
he just wants to murder.
He's the worst.
That's awesome.
And so that twist, did great. Not see coming. I didn't see so that coming at all.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, but oh, God, yeah.
And I like
it
that they
it
just...
so much sweeter.
It's like, where did this come from? And Tony's like, you mess with time, time messes back. And it's just like, this is the consequences of our actions. We did it again, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's, I don't know, man, it's just, it's such good writing. And then they still sprinkle in enough comedy for you to not be overwhelmed by the doom. Like, when you see Quill singing and dancing from the beginning of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Like, he's an idiot,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and then you hear it without the music, and he's just singing out loud. It's like, it's such a simple joke.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how it would be. Like, that's like, it doesn't work without the music unless it's a comedy.
Right.
They actually found two layers in the same joke.
Yeah.
Somehow.
No, he just knocked him the fuck out.
It just, ra-boom! It's so great, dude.
Oh, man.
It's so great. So, we didn't really talk too much about 1978 that you want to talk about.
I'm real glad Tony got to spend a little time with his dad.
They closed it out. They closed it out. As I was watching it, I was like, they're definitely
moment,
killed
okay,
him.
So Britt cried three times.
That's amazing.
Three
it's
times.
Not 30. Yeah.
Yeah. The only moment I felt any sort of feeling was when... Steve saw Peggy again.
Really?
I got goosebumps.
So you must have liked the ending.
Yeah, it was fine. I saw it coming. But no. Like, I mean, that was the first time. I just like... Because one of the best endings to, I think, a Marvel movie was First Avenger.
Agreed.
Because it's just like, I had a date and then just black.
Yep.
It was great. It was fucking great.
I agree.
And that just brought it right back.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Staring him right in the face.
Well, and it's the same, like, the dance at the end of the movie is the same song that was playing on his jukebox, like, in The Winter Soldier when Nick Fury turns on a stereo. It's the same song, and it's just like...
How do you notice that?
Dude, I'm a friggin' nerd,
Do you
dude.
Read this? You read this, right?
No, that one I knew.
That one you knew?
That one I knew.
Get out of here.
What do you mean, get out of here?
Fucking
I just rewatched
brain.
Them.
Shut
I
up.
Just rewatched them. Also, I love trivia. Those are the things I thrive
okay.
for, man.
So here you go.
Okay.
This is a Brit theory. She
Kay.
Came up with this. So, I'm going to try and explain the time travel bit.
Okay.
The way I see it.
Okay.
So, let's start with Thanos.
Okay.
So, as soon as Thanos saw Nebula have the weird eye flick.
Yes.
And then started viewing his future, his timeline split.
Yes.
So there's the Thanos that didn't happen to, that has done all the things that we've
Correct.
Already seen.
That died in this movie.
Right.
Yes.
And then there's this new Thanos who's like learns all the shit, goes him forward, and then
Right.
gets
Who also died in this movie, end of his loop.
Right.
Yes, correct.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, same case then with Captain America. When he goes back in time to return all the stones at the end.
New timeline.
And stays with Peggy. So there's technically two Captain Americas
yes.
in life.
Yes.
One's frozen in the ice, and one's spending his life with Peggy.
Yeah, but they're not in the same universe, so to speak. They're in a different timeline. He's on one of those lines when the Sorcerer Supreme, which is my favorite part in the movie, I think, when Bruce is talking to
the
Angel
so.
One. He does this, draws big line, mm-hmm. branches off. I think, here's my theory, is that Tony's suits not only do time, they also do space. They bend space and time. So he can go to this reality and this reality at the same time.
Here's how I see it. I'm seeing there's two Captain Americas once he goes back in time. One stays with Peggy at home,
right.
who then she marries... And then Britt's theory was that because they go back to 1970, which is not originally when he went into the ice.
But he could have gone back to 1940.
He could have.
Because she was already married with kids in 1970.
Look
at the picture.
No, with kids, though?
Yeah.
Where?
In the picture. He picked up a picture, and it's her and her husband and a kid.
When?
When he's in the office.
No, I thought it was a picture of him.
There's also a picture of her family.
That makes no sense. I didn't see that one. All right. Well, then this
there's
blows
a picture
up my
on her
theory.
I think the only way it works is if he goes to an alternate timeline and Tony's suits can go through space time. I think that's the only way it works.
Hmm.
And a lot of people now, this I did read. A lot of people think that the way I'm saying it is the only way because then it summons an evil guy named Namor. who apparently deals with time.
Mm-hmm.
And he also has something to do with the earthquake, underwater earthquake, that was mentioned at the very beginning of the movie by the Black Panther lady, whatever her name is.
What?
Dude, the time travel stuff, I think they left ambiguous so we could speculate about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do think that your way is probably the most likely, where he just lives in parallel to Cap in the ice. But then you also then say, okay, so Captain America allows all these wars to happen and Bucky to be tortured and experimented on. And, like, I kind of like the idea of him going to a new timeline where he fixes all the problems and he saves Bucky and they all live happily ever after. But it's at a different timeline. It's not in the current one because that would mess with past and present. And they also kind of mention that in the Back to the Future is BS line, where they talk about you can't do that if you go back and do that because now your past self is actually your present self and it's a paradox. Like, the Hulk mentions that's not how time travel works. So I think when he goes back there, it does split. And he lives in an alternate timeline and he gets back because Tony's suits can traverse the universes. The quantum realm is a gateway, as little as we know about it, to be a quantum realm gateway to multiple instances of space-time. There's no reason to think that they couldn't go to the dimension that Loki disappeared to and he replaces the Tesseract before Loki disappears because he can traverse multiple realities. Because they already showed that there's splinters of realities. Like, the 2012 reality is now messed up. It's totally wrong. Because they didn't get the Tesseract, but they still got the staff. So at what point does Cap go back and fix that reality? How can he?
Right, that's what I was saying, too, is because I was wondering about the Loki thing because he disappeared.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure Cap would have to go back and fix that, too.
Right. So how does he do that? How does he physically do it, you know?
Yeah, we were talking about that last night, too. Like, how does he re-inject Natalie Portman with the
Exactly.
Ether? It would have been does really awkward to
Red
see
Skull
that.
Does he meet Red Skull again?
Right. How does he return the Soul Stone?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a return policy? Can he get Nat back?
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like, oh, she just fell, dude.
Just reverse that time.
You know? Like, I think that it has to work in an alternate reality, otherwise it doesn't work. Kind of with Cap's character. I mean, you could just blank it and be like, he mentioned this in the movie, like he wanted to do what Tony said, which is just focus on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible that he did just marry Peggy and have a family.
Probably, because he ignored
all his problems.
That's what I was kind of saying, because if he did fix all those things, it would mess up the timeline.
Right.
I don't think...
So I think that it's either you believe Cap retired and didn't fix anything he could have fixed
because
that he knew was going
to
happen.
Yeah, because if he did, then that would lead to a whole other swarm of issues that
exactly.
he probably wouldn't know about.
Exactly.
So yeah, I think he would have been like, this has to happen the way it happens, and he knows everything happens fine.
But you think Cap could sit back and do that?
Yeah, because he realizes he's seen where it goes. He knows that no matter what the troubles are getting through the road, like Bran says in fucking Game of Thrones, if Jaime hadn't pushed him out the damn window, Jaime wouldn't be the man that he is today.
Right, but it's Bucky. It's hard to... I agree with you. I think I can see both sides.
I would let you suffer if I knew that you'd end up fine later down the road.
Oh, that's mean, man.
Sorry, bro.
I mean, what if he came and got me and I didn't suffer and I still ended up fine?
Nah, because then probably Hitler's alive and then what are we going to do?
You saying I caused Hitler?
God, what was that? What was the show where they go back and, like, stop 9/11? I think it was Family Guy.
I don't know.
Like, go back and stop 9/11, but then Hitler's alive. Yeah, they have a time travel bit, too.
I don't know, man.
That's it. That's what I'm thinking of.
I don't know. I think they left it purposely ambiguous. Well, also,
is a photo.
I believe so. I don't know.
Because here's my thing.
I thought I saw a picture of a kid.
I don't remember her saying... Then again, you just watched these, so let me know. I don't remember the scene with old Peggy.
Well, and remember that the girl he kisses in Winter Soldier would be his niece or something.
Right,
yes.
That's also what I'm getting.
That's also the Luke and Leia thing.
Uh-huh.
You don't know, it's okay.
Right.
Yes.
So,
but how would she not know? Yeah, see, that's where the plot holes start to show up.
That's a good point. Because Brett was
Or maybe
thinking,
she did know, and
Brett
she just couldn't let him know.
That he was her husband the entire time.
All right, Sam, see you later, man.
throughout her life that we've already seen.
Right.
Because I remember, I don't remember, this is why I asked you, I don't remember in that hospital scene if she says she's surrounded by her kids or if she's surrounded by her family. Because if it's her family, it could be other, like, you know,
it's very ambiguous. It could easily, she could know that Steve was there.
Yeah.
They could have been, but yeah, it doesn't. I'm not saying there wasn't a picture of Cap. The one he picks up and looks at, yeah. That's his photo. That's a famous, it's in a lot of movies.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also on her desk, I believe, a photo of her and a child.
Interesting.
But I could be wrong.
We'll have to go back and look.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Either way,
see it again after the
let me ask you this question. Yes. We'd miss Game of Thrones. Yeah. Let me ask you this question. If Bruce Banner moved Ant-Man from Ant-Man to teenage Ant-Man to baby Ant-Man to old Ant-Man to back,
mm-hmm.
and he goes, this is a breakthrough, and everyone's like, no, this is not what we wanted. But it is a breakthrough because they could put old Cap in that machine and make him young Cap again.
Because, yeah, Ant-Man had all his memories.
Exactly. He was the person. He was just a baby.
Mm. That is kind of...
like, they did... they left a lot of things open. Like, when you let people time travel, and then you also let people de-age and age,
mm-hmm.
and, I mean, there's... the quantum realm just opens up. Oh, my sweet God. April, we're doing great. Except I almost pooped my pants. I gotta turn that foghorn off. Thank you very much, first of all, for using the bonus Bleed Purple. Right now, if you use Bleed Purple as your cheer remote.
Is it a K-State thing?
No, it's a Twitch thing. You get 10% extra bits. So she cheered 500, which gave us a bonus of 50.
Ooh.
Yeah, thank you, April, very much. We're talking about Infinity. We're talking about Endgame, so...
if you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Probably smart not to.
We're spoiling it, but thank you for the cheer.
Not to watch it right now.
I gotta pee though.
Go pee, man.
All right.
Put the fancy new be right back screen.
No, you can fill time.
I can't fill time. You know I can't fill time. No problem. Have not. So you haven't seen it, April? Then you probably. I mean, unless you don't care about spoilers. I personally very much care about spoilers. And I avoided all of them for this movie, and I'm surprisingly shocked that that happened. You can do it. Spoil it? Because if so, just sit back. I mean, he's literally got... guys, this is why I do the show with this man. Look at this. Oh, I could fill time. Okay. This is the outline of the entire movie that he wrote from memory. For us to talk about? Like, I was just trying to memorize it. Literally, I didn't sleep last night because I was trying to memorize this entire movie so I could go point by point. But there are things that I forgot about that he wrote down. I don't get it. I don't understand.
What?
I was just saying how in-depth you went with a fucking plot, point-by-point plot line.
I'm a nerd, man.
Yeah, I see.
I mean, do you see my plot points over here? Where are we at, by the way?
I read them, but yeah.
Where are we at, by the way? What are we talking about? Oh, we were talking about time travel. We skipped to the end.
Yeah, no, let's get to Nat and...
Hawkeye.
Yeah. So, one, Hawkeye's hair cooler in the movie than I thought it was going to be.
See, my whole family hated his new haircut.
Really?
Yeah, they hated it.
No, when did I like it? I think it was when he went back to visit his family. I think that was it. It wasn't fully spiked back.
You know, like it was just big faux hawk thing.
Yeah, no, it was just kind of hanging there. That's the haircut I've been trying to have my entire life.
But half his head is shaved. You need to shave more of your head.
I know!
Would you look good bald? I think you might look good bald, man.
No.
I think you might.
No.
I think you might. I think you might look good bald, dude.
There was an app that made you bald. Let me see.
You should also do the Tony Stark hair, the facial hair.
I can't. I can't grow right here.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
I could do the like the check mark right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, you can do that, yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if this bothered me. Falcon's facial hair at the end of that movie did not look okay to me.
It was odd.
I couldn't take my eyes off it, and it kind of ruined the end of the movie for me. Like, it was just too sharp. Like, his chin kind of comes to a point. Like, he's got a narrow jaw, And I feel like it was like, you know, like this just... I didn't like it. Are you downloading an app that makes you bald right
now? Yeah, it's called Bald Boof.
Okay. We're going to make you... I think you're going to look good, man. I'm going to look horrendous. It's not going to be okay. But I think you... oh, my God. It's already downloaded.
Yeah, man. It was quick.
That's fast, dude. Let's do this. It's fast. Okay. So he lined up his head in a grid. Processing. I mean, that looks pretty right. Oh, it's finding your eyebrows. Wow, this is a lot more in-depth than I expected.
Right? Sorry for your loss.
Yeah, it's a bit out of hair. I get it. Oh, good God. Oh.
Can I go like?
Can you go like bald? Full bald? Oh, we'll put this in the Discord, April. Don't worry.
I don't think I can.
That's bad enough.
Damn. All right, we're saving that one.
Yeah, then here, let me do me, and then we'll put them both in the Discord, and we'll just horrify our audience. Okay, so camera.
It was real bad, guys.
Detecting my face. I don't have ears in this photo. Just gonna guess where they are?
Yeah, just guess.
This ought to be good. Oh,
Jesus. It fucked up.
Of course, it can't use a head my size because it's too big.
It fucked up.
Did it say shake? All right, that just turns it back and forth. Okay, well. Yeah, just go ahead and put those both in the Seth and Colby Discord real quick, and we'll just... If you're watching live, I just want you to prepare yourself. If you're watching live, I want you to prepare yourself for the horror that is about to happen on this stream. Here's Colby. Okay, he looks not bad, to be honest. Not bad. It looks like a dinosaur laid an egg on my head, but stopped halfway through. That is horrific.
That's not good, man. That's really not good.
Wow. That's my new Tinder photo. That is.
There's apparently a news report.
That is disgusting, yeah.
That says man beaten up after standing outside a cinema and shouting out spoilers to Avengers.
That makes sense, yeah. Did you see there was a Chinese woman who was hospitalized for crying too much?
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Okay.
I did not know China liked Avengers that much.
We don't know, Brit. Bad programming, all right? We don't know. Yeah, China loves that stuff, dude. All right, we were talking about Vormir. I mean, what's there really to say?
This was the one scene I really didn't enjoy because I felt like it just went too quick.
Okay.
Like, they both were immediately ready to die.
Yes.
And I guess that goes into their whole soldier mentality.
Okay, yes.
Because they did, they had
whatever
that.
Whatever it takes. I mean, they said
right.
that a few
they
times.
Had that,
right.
They had that moment in the original Avengers where they were like, He asked Nat why she was ready to do this.
Uh-huh.
She's not a soldier. And then she's like, maybe I've been fighting for the wrong side or some shit. I don't know. But.
Okay.
I don't know.
You didn't feel like it was.
I think
was...
it just felt too quick. And then all of a sudden she's down there with blood just surrounding her fucking head like a rose.
Well, I think.
Like, what?
I think the reason it was quick is because Hawkeye just immediately assumed it'd be him.
Mm-hmm.
Because what does he have to live for? I think was his whole idea.
But wouldn't he have his entire family to live for?
Well, I don't think he thought of it that way. I think he's like, I've already gone too far away
mm-hmm.
from the man I was. I will just sacrifice myself.
And just killed a couple of Asians.
I mean, and a lot of cartel people.
And we should have seen some
I
of
mean,
those.
We don't know how many people he killed, but it probably was a lot. Maybe that's what the TV show will be about. We don't know. But so I think that's why
it
escalated.
Hawkeye TV show?
Yeah. Really? Well, I don't think that one's been officially announced, but it's
coming. So, Black Widow movie.
Yes.
That's got to be pre-snap then, right?
I think it may not exist.
Really?
I think it might be fake.
It might be.
I think we might have got jebaited.
That's
the whole
possible.
Thing might be a lie.
It's really possible, because she done.
Yeah.
I think they're all done. I think the original cast, minus maybe Mark Ruffalo and...
Thor.
Thor.
Thor's still around.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which blows my mind.
Dude, the guy loves his character. Why wouldn't you want to do that? I don't understand the Chris Evans of the world. Like, everyone loves Cap. Everyone. He does, especially in this film, he's a great actor.
Yeah.
Like, he acts the crap out of his
Robert
role.
Robert Downey Jr. killed it when he came
Agreed.
Back from space. God damn.
And, like, I feel like he doesn't get other roles.
Like, yeah, what has he been in?
I don't know. Maybe he's in plays. But, like, Thor is in a movie every other week, and he has no problem being Thor. So I don't get, like, maybe he has a better work ethic or, like, what it is. But I don't get why these people would want to retire.
To be done. I don't know.
Like, I never got the impression that,
okay,
that Robert Downey wanted to leave. I think he makes too much money.
I think that's
yes.
exactly what I was going to say. He's the most expensive.
Right.
It's
well,
about
he
time.
Should be because he made... That franchise,
yeah.
he did. Him and Jon Favreau.
Well, and he's a major selling point for it. Like Bash said, we went to breakfast with him again. He was like, he's real sad that the Spider-Man Iron Man thing won't be there anymore. And Spider-Man.
You went to breakfast again with Bash?
Yeah, man.
Was that today?
Yeah, it was today.
Yeah.
You didn't text me.
I was going to, but I'm like, we talk about Avengers and I can't do it.
Yeah, we would.
Next weekend, though, Dempsey's.
Okay.
Let's go Dempsey's, man.
All right.
Let's do it, unless I'm broke, which I might be, but we'll...
Okay, now, Dempsey's or Homegrown? What do you want
to
do?
I want to go to one that has a patio.
Okay.
If so, let's do it this
homegrown
way.
Homegrown has a patio.
Let's do it this way. If the weather's bad, let's go to Homegrown. Weather's good, let's go to Dempsey's.
Both have patios.
Are you sure?
Homegrown has Yelp where you can reserve a seat before you show up.
Is it that busy?
Yes.
What do they serve there, gold?
Dude, breakfast places on Saturday and Sunday are crazy busy here.
We need to stop it. People...
Dempsey's does not have that.
It's because the only thing to do is eat. That's all you can do in Wichita.
That's literally
eat.
It.
That's all you can do.
For sure.
All right, we'll figure it out.
But both places have alcohol, so either who.
Dude, alcohol's great. You know what I love about alcohol? Mm. That I can drink it.
Do you have a beer?
Where did it go? Yes, I don't know how it ended up over there.
You're slacking behind, by the way.
I need another one.
I'm half done with this one.
I need another one.
My third.
Dude, sorry, I can't keep up with you. All right, you're a pro beer drinker.
Mm-hmm.
All right, talking a lot.
I gotta pee again.
You can go. You wanna go? I just went.
All right. So
this might be the first time we both peed.
Yeah.
I think so. Dempsey's makes you sick. I thought they had the best chicken of all time there. Isn't that what you said?
They do.
How does it make her sick?
It doesn't.
She said it does.
I know. She thinks it does, but it doesn't.
All right. Well, I'll
she
get
gets
the real
weird shit, man. You know what I get there?
Chicken.
I get chicken and waffles.
That's
you know
okay.
what she got?
What?
She got the chicken pot pie, and then before that, she got some salmon dish. And I'm like, obviously, you're gonna get sick from some fish.
Just get chicken.
Chicken and waffles. When we got that the first time we went, she got that. She didn't get sick.
You know, I've never had waffles.
Yeah, no, I think we've talked about that.
Isn't that
I said
weird?
You're a fucking weirdo.
Isn't that weird?
Go get some Eggos.
I've never had them. My mom always said they were too expensive.
Eggos?
Yeah.
There's an off-brand of Eggos.
I don't think they were when I was growing up. I don't think they had off-brands back in the day, you know?
Dude, waffles are 10,000 times better than pancakes.
I've barely had pancakes. The only reason I've had pancakes is because Chris occasionally gets them and I've picked off her plate.
Yeah, I don't really like pancakes. I would choose a waffle over a pancake any day.
See, I don't think I've ever had a waffle. Like, my mom didn't
What's
used to...
What's your breakfast food?
I don't really eat breakfast.
Yeah, see, you're missing out.
That's what it is. Like, I love, well, my biscuits and gravy.
Okay.
I will lap that up.
Same with
bread. I love that. Biscuits and gravy are great.
She only likes
pancakes
cream and gravy.
Pancakes are trash. Okay,
I mean, they're not great.
I mean, they're not trash, though. Like, if it's like, here's an old diaper or a pancake, like, I'm going to eat the pancake, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Pump the brakes a little, Taylor. Trash. Anyway, what were we talking about? I don't even know.
I don't know. There was too many debating switches.
Let's get to the battle!
There was too many debating switches with the whole Hawkeye now.
There was.
There was like five.
They both wanted to die, but then they didn't.
Yeah. except one dude.
They both wanted them to die, but they didn't want the other person to.
Mm-hmm.
And then Black Widow outsmarted him.
She just got lucky.
I think so. She had the grapple hook installed, and he didn't. Even though he probably had a grapple hook arrow.
He did later on use the grapple.
Yeah, he should have, like, shot her butt with an arrow, grappled her. Would that have killed her? Might have killed her.
I mean, it would have hurt her butt, but he did shoot an exploding arrow at her.
Better to be alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder why she wanted to get out. If she was too expensive.
I don't know if she did. I think that's the I think the whole movie was about ending the character arcs.
Yeah.
And that's the perfect way for her to end her character arc.
To die?
Yeah, because she died to save her family.
Yeah.
Just like everybody else was willing to do. She just happened to be, well, besides Iron Man, she just happened to be the only person who had to.
I don't know. I think her death was a little less, you know, commemorated in the movie, I guess. It just went by real quick for me. But anywho, battle fucking time. They get all the stones. They get them all back.
Yes.
They go to the Avengers facility. They put them in a gauntlet. And you were absolutely right. Fucking Hulk puts it on. Goddamn Hulk.
He's the only one who could, man.
Gamma radiation.
And he can't die, I'm pretty sure, because he's the Hulk. Although the Infinity Stones, I think, kind of killed him, so.
It did a number on him.
It turns out that the six most powerful things in the universe.
Hard to wield.
Yeah, and could kill you. Yeah, it turns out that's the thing. Who would have known? But, yeah.
Also, the whole bit. Oh, who held a stone? Somebody held one.
Are you talking about Banner, like the Time Stone?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
I mean, he did just hold it.
Well, it kind of floated above his hand.
I was going to say that kind of retcons the whole Stone, Guardians of the Galaxy thing.
Well, but the Time Stone isn't the Power Stone.
Right. And it may just be that one that's hard to hold.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Anywho, they get all the fucking stones, they put it in a gauntlet, Hulk snaps his fucking fingers, takes him a little second to do. And then they have one
shining
moment.
Yeah, he's like, hey, man, this hurts a lot. Yeah, they have like 10 seconds
of
celebration.
10 seconds of there's birds back.
I can't believe that they just completely and totally said it worked. Yeah. Because his wife calls him.
Mm-hmm.
But then the place explodes. But
well, fucking Thanos shows up.
Right.
Came through the damn time warp.
But I'm so. I think
the fake nebula. Or
I think
real
it worked better. I think it worked better knowing that it worked. The snap. I think it worked better because then the heroes were like, we have something to fight for.
Right.
It worked.
Oh, yeah.
Our families are back. Everyone survived.
Well, also, it explains the entire army that they get here a little bit.
Well, and you also expected that to happen, where if they had just snapped and then it blown up.
No, I was not ready. Once they came up, I was like, oh, fuck, it's on, bitch!
Well, I didn't expect.
I was so not ready.
The Ravagers to show up.
Everyone!
Like everyone showed up.
Every fucking one. Howard the goddamn Duck, apparently.
Howard the Duck.
I've got a pee.
Are you were in the middle of the battle discussion.
I'm too high. The
pee's
leaking out.
The pee is leaking out, is what he just yelled at me. Are you kidding me? All right, well, oh, he's just yelling in the bathroom again. I just heard him yell. He just, it's like it pains him to urinate. But it shouldn't, because he's 26, but he definitely just screamed in pain and terror, so yeah, that happened. But hey guys, what's up? Hope you all are enjoying your Sundays. Gotta fill time just for no reason here. And I mean, how much could he have to pee? He just went 20 minutes. You can't shut my mouth. We're live on the air.
I know.
Can't shut it.
I'll open it more and talk. Entertain people. What are you doing?
Okay. Portals open up. Howard the Duck comes out.
No.
Howard the Duck has machine guns.
Before that.
Yeah.
So people are fucking drowning because they're on a riverbed and they just get lit up by missiles.
It's true.
Raining down from heaven.
Yes. Yeah. Ant-Man saves the day, by the way.
Yeah, he does.
Like, I really can't. Like, I cannot. Oversell how great Paul Rudd was in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Every scene he was in was made better because he was in it. When he's eating his taco and they blow the meat out of it, that was the saddest part of the movie.
Just like, here's two
tacos, man, and then Hulk brought him more tacos, dude. How did the Hulk even make
Why
those tacos?
Why was the Hulk like a hippie this entire time?
Dude, he had Bruce's personality with the Hulk's body, man.
He's a fucking hippie.
It's so great, dude. Mm-hmm. It's so great. We didn't even talk. That's my literally, I think, my favorite part about the movie was when they met. They went and talked to the Ancient One. Such a great scene for me.
Really?
I loved seeing her. Like, it just, I think that's my favorite part of what about what the Russos do, is showcase the power of the people without being over the top. They do it in a very subtle way. Like, he's like, I need the Time Stone. I'm looking for Doctor Strange. And she's like, Doctor Strange won't be, he's like, she's like, you're 4 years too early. Doctor Strange won't be here. He's performing surgery 20 blocks that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like,
that she knows all the shit.
She knows.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second he's like, he gave it away, he's like, maybe he made a mistake. She's like, or I did. And then she immediately gives him the stone. It's just, they make everyone else's characters better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. No. The way that they utilize the material that they had to make this crazy fuck shit of a movie is beyond me. You got it right. People should fucking study this shit.
I don't know how they do it.
This is how you make a goddamn blockbuster movie great and very successful at the same time.
The people who wrote Doctor Strange did not write this movie, and they wrote the Ancient One better than the people who wrote her in Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe it's simpler because they only had to write 10 minutes of dialogue. You know, maybe that's what it is. They could take all the best parts and compress it down to 10 minutes. You know, maybe that's it. But I don't know what it is, man.
Dude, they nail
everyone.
I don't think anybody's. Yeah, no one's done better with an ensemble that big of a cast to work with.
I don't think there's ever been this big of an ensemble of a cast.
I don't think so.
But that final battle,
those fucking ending credits, man,
has everyone.
Everyone
from every movie in every Marvel franchise.
Dude, when the women. I'm getting Me Too here.
See, I do.
When the women showed up,
and you hated the women.
I was like, it's kind of corny, but damn, there's a lot.
I didn't expect it. Yeah.
Shit, there was a lot.
Like, I don't.
They just kept coming.
You know, people are going to be mad about it because people are idiots that they had to showcase the women.
Mm-hmm.
But like, why? First of all, why do you care if they show the women?
Only reason why is logistically in the battle that is happening. How are all of them in the same spot in this fucking massive field of battles going on?
I don't think
they have time to just... They are! They're standing right next to each other!
A couple of them show up late.
They're all right there!
Well, I mean, they can
and
move.
And then they all get the vagina sense and be like, oh, I'm summoned.
Well, I think women have that, first of all.
They might.
I think women have that. Like,
they might.
They go pee together and...
They might.
They do all this stuff, you know, but... Dude,
It was pretty badass. I'll give it that.
It was awesome.
Fucking the whatever Scott's girlfriend's name.
And you know, I felt I was
she just whoop.
Well,
out
and
of
I that's
I'm
I was
like,
about to say like I was rooting for that scene because I'm like, where's Wasp?
Mm-hmm.
Where's her? I don't know why, but seeing Wasp in that scene really cemented that I was watching something that I feel shouldn't be possible.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Because she is very separated. She's never been in anything else.
Right.
Just only Ant-Man.
Like,
films.
I don't know what it is, but I guess I expect Doctor Strange to show up. You know, I expect Spider-Man to show up.
Valkyrie was there, too, kicking ass. Shit.
Valkyrie's a little surprising, too, but she's like, she was there in a I'm just here capacity. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, until the end, you know.
Right.
But, like, she was introduced in the...
She was not one of the snapped.
Right, well, and she was also just a tour guide at New Asgard.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. So, it wasn't a surprise to me because I knew she was going to be in the movie. But the fact that Wasp is just there, like, she was just there, man.
Yeah,
and she's on screen and she calls him Cap, which she mocked Ant-Man for in their own movie. It's so good.
Dude, it was fantastic.
And Gwyneth Paltrow showed up and kicked serious ass, dude.
Yes, she did.
Tony's got some good suits. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, like, I still can't.
It's too much happening. I don't even know
so
how to talk about
happens.
The battle.
Oh,
I don't even know how to talk about it.
I don't even know, because so much, I can't remember what happened. The whole fight between Thanos and just the three dudes.
Right.
Awesome.
Right.
Fucking so clean, though.
Yes.
Like, Thor fucking looks badass. They nailed the electric.
Even
powers.
If he's fat.
Yeah.
He still looks great.
And then that fucking beard thing that he had rocking. Shit.
Which he did using
and
the power
just
of lightning.
The summoning of both, and he's like, let me fuck
you
up.
I like when
bro.
They're like, I'll take. I want the big one.
I want the big
one. You take this
one.
You
take the small one. Yeah. That was hilarious.
It's so great. I don't. It's so hard to describe the file. It literally, like, I've never had one. But, like, if I had an orgy with 40 Asian women, like, I don't know how I would explain it to you.
Right.
Like, how would I explain what
all
I just...
All the things yeah. that happened. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
that's what I feel like happened here. It's mm-hmm. like, it was... You have to see it to understand it and to be in it. Because just describing it, it isn't fair.
Yeah.
Because, like, when I said, giant man one punched a Leviathan, that happens in the background of four other things happening
right.
of equal awesomeness at the exact same time. Like, I missed what Tony Stark was doing because I was watching giant man punch something.
Right. And that's why I'm saying you got to go frame by frame.
Yeah.
Through that goddamn battle,
it's
man.
Crazy. Like, I wrote down things that I remember to pull offline. So the huge battle. Well, first of all, Cap versus Thanos. That's the first thing I wrote down. Mjolnir,
God, that was
broken shield, and him versus the entire army. So we talked about him versus the entire army in that scene.
Great,
we talked about him wielding
shot.
Mjolnir. We didn't talk about his broken shield.
Dude, his fucking arm.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah.
The strap was to pull his muscles back together.
It probably hurt, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably hurt. Yeah. Yeah.
A lot.
Well, and I like that scene, again, subtlety, because it shows that vibranium may be great on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
But there are things...
There are things that beat it.
Yeah, there are mm-hmm. things that beat it, you know? And I kind of like mm-hmm. that they do that in the movie.
Right, not like, it's the most powerful metal we know.
Yes, that we have access to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But not that's out there.
Yeah, it's not the best in the universe, 100%.
The fucking Thanos is double goddamn sword.
What's he doing
me?
With that thing?
Where did he get that?
I don't know, is he just standing in his bedroom practicing his flips?
Probably.
He's just macking it up
Dude,
in there?
Dude, he's a fucking battle-hardened ninja, that's what he is.
I mean... It makes
Good
sense.
Lord.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I think my sister was talking about this yesterday because her fiance, again, is very upset Iron Man died. And so he was kind of upset that there's a point in the movie where Thanos is holding back Thor and Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're both pushing on him,
right.
and he's pushing back. Mm-hmm. And he's like, that shouldn't be possible. I think this movie shows that Thanos isn't a joke.
Yeah.
Like... There's a reason that Ronan the Accuser kneels before him
mm-hmm.
and is terrified to talk back and, like, only feels confident saying stuff to Thanos when he has a Power Stone in yeah. his possession. There's a reason that Thanos just gets to sit on his butt and bark orders, and it's because he's ridiculously powerful,
mm-hmm.
he's ridiculously smart, he's earned where he's got. And I think that the movie doesn't really... It maybe doesn't do that great of a job of showing it because Infinity War, he doesn't kill anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they don't show him as, I'm this super OP brutalizer
yeah.
who destroys planet. Like, they say it, but you don't really take into account, hey, he wiped out half of Gamora's planet. Like, he did that. Like, he yeah. recruited all of the Chitauri. They follow him for a reason. That mm-hmm. big gorilla... apparently respects him. You know, like, if you get a big gorilla on your side, you must be pretty cool.
Dude.
I mean, think of the Avengers, how great okay. they are. They got a raccoon. Thanos
so
has a gorilla.
All the big scenes where it was, like, a sweeping, like, helicopter
yeah.
shot of everything happening,
yeah.
it's kind of messy, just obviously, because you can't, like,
you can't
focus
figure.
On one thing,
yeah.
really. But, like, the individual fights.
Right.
When it was, like, Captain Marvel versus Thanos, Thanos versus Iron Man.
Spider-Man
versus...
on a Valkyrie.
Yeah,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
that shit was so... Well done, and like I was so hyped. I was like, yes,
yeah.
I was in my seat, verbally screaming.
I don't know
because I'm like, shit.
I just felt like I was just sitting there, being like, this is happening.
Yeah,
this is happening
yeah.
right now in front
fucking
of my face.
Cap's wielding goddamn Mjolnir. Like, you don't see that except in the goddamn comics.
And then he says,
now it's on screen.
Now he says, Avengers Assemble.
Yeah, he does.
Actually, he said it. Yeah.
Oh, he fucking does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
There's I am Iron Man. Fucking.
So I wrote down. Well, the Dusted Return, you want to talk anything about that? I mean, that scene was ridiculously incredible.
It was.
Like, that's the Thor arriving on Wakanda
mm-hmm.
of this movie
yeah.
when, you know, On Your Left happens, and then Black Panther comes out, and they're just ready to go. Army shows up, and then all the other armies show up, all the characters show up. Like, I don't even know the order of them.
Yeah.
I don't even know the order.
At first, when I heard Falcon be like, Cap, can you hear me? I thought it was Rhodey.
Right.
And I was like, wait, no.
Yeah, I think they did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Because the so on your left is clearly a callback to Winter Soldier, because
yeah.
that's what Dude, Captain America keeps saying to him. Well, and it also, I think, shows the power of Doctor Strange, because not only did he know where all these people were and who all their allies were, like, how does he know the Ravagers are on the side of...
Dude,
he just sits there
Supreme,
all day just
whatever.
Knowing everything.
Yeah, man.
But not only that, he also knew Captain Marvel didn't need a portal.
Yeah,
he's just like, she's coming.
She'll be here.
She'll be. It's fine. Portal's a waste of my time, you know?
So, okay.
It's crazy.
Can we talk about the Iron Man thing?
What about it? The death?
So, no.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but, like, so he knew, and Strange knew that he knew, that eventually he may need to wield all the stones himself.
Yes.
Because he didn't steal the gauntlet.
Yes.
He stole the stones.
Yes.
And put it into his own armor that he was already wearing.
Right.
So
he never
already
had
built that.
Any point worried that he wouldn't be able to make his own gauntlet.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he knew, regardless of whether or not he gets it,
right,
he could take them back. He had a contingency plan for if that happened.
Right.
That just shows the goddamn character of Iron Man that
yeah,
they've always
brilliant.
Been building up.
Uh-huh.
He always has a contingency for every little thing you can think of. That was genius to me.
Yeah, well, and it's also...
I was like, I saw Doctor Strange do this. One?
Yeah.
I thought he meant one stone.
No, you meant this is the one reality in which we win.
I gotcha.
That's what it meant. I think what you're just saying makes me think, like, in hindsight, going back and watching his argument now, because he brings up Ultron. Like, that was, he flat out said it, I wanted to prevent this, and you wouldn't let it happen.
Right.
And I think that just shows that Iron Man had a contingency for this event particularly, and he wasn't allowed to do it.
Yep. Because he could have
and he still
Thanos
saved the day.
Robots all day long.
Hey, what's up, Acid? He still saved the day. Okay.
And I can't explain the emotions I went through with Pepper's lying to him. Because, like, I got so mad.
Right.
I was like, bitch, you just writing him off like this? And then she started to cry, and I was like, okay.
Yeah,
he was
dying. She had like 10
well,
seconds.
Well, no, I mean, and she, it just kind of sums up what he's been trying to do this entire
time. Right, well, it's also a callback to
everyone.
Earlier in the movie, because she's like, I could sleep this off and just, you know, put a pin in it and I could go sleep. Mm-hmm. And she's like, but would you rest?
Right.
And then at the end, she's like, we're safe, you can rest. And then he dies. And it's just like, there's the look that was on my face the whole time.
Right.
Like, I don't know if I blinked. For 20 minutes.
Dude, man. It was so brutal. And then when they watched that fucking hologram back, goddamn. Poor kid.
I know.
And I liked Happy scene, too. Your dad liked cheeseburger.
Yeah, because in Iron Man 1, the first thing he does when he gets back from the Sudan or wherever he is get a cheeseburger from Burger King.
Yep.
So good! How Happy did it for 30 seconds and it's...
What all are the callbacks we could possibly do? Let's just throw them in.
And they don't feel cheap. They don't feel forced.
No.
And they feel perfectly on character.
Yes.
And on point and on tone.
It's just...
Every one of them.
I don't get how crazy it is that they can take the 22 movies we've already had and combine them into one, basically.
I don't know how it works.
With a reference from basically every single one of them.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Did you see that Tony was in space for 22 days, which is the same amount of movies that he did?
Mm-mm.
Because I've been here for 22, because this is the 22nd movie.
Really?
Yeah.
He's been in 22?
Well, no, Marvel MCU
Universe.
This is the 22nd movie.
Gotcha.
They say that it had to do with that. Okay, here's what I wrote down. Avengers Assemble. Talked about that. Giant Man one-shots a Leviathan. Instant kill. Got to see instant
kill. He also
kill.
Steps on the guy with the cloth.
He does. He steps on one of the Black Order.
Yeah.
Like, one of the big ones. He's just like, nope. Nah, bye.
Yeah, just steps on the
guy. I think Chris turned to me during that. I was like, they should have had him in the beginning of it. I'm like, yeah. Probably should have had him during Infinity War. Probably would have helped. Like, if you think that it just punches Thanos.
Like, what could Thanos do?
I don't know. He
cuts him with his sword. He's like, paper.
It's not even a paper cut.
Right.
Would it get through his suit?
I don't know.
Dude, who knows? Quantum science, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know. The Ravagers. Howard the Duck was there. Got to watch it. I saw a screenshot. Cap's just standing there holding the Mjolnir. Over his right shoulder, just Howard the Duck, now on the ground.
Oh, my God.
And Howard the Duck is there, man. It's crazy. I literally wrote, Thanos had a gorilla. I can't get... He had a gorilla, man.
He had a couple of gorillas.
Why was there a gorilla?
Mm-hmm.
It's so great. What did you have to say, Acid? All the sorcerers were there. I thought that was cool that they showed up. I didn't know there were that many. I thought that was kind of cool. Why did Hawkeye pay his dead wife's phone bill for 5 years? Listen, auto pay is a really hard thing to turn off.
It kind of is.
Do you want to call AT&T?
No.
Also, half their tech support just died. I'm definitely not calling. You know how long the hold's going to be? Statistically, twice as long. I'm not doing that.
Mm-mm. Great point. That was a great scene, though.
It was
Come
a great
on.
Scene.
Yeah. It was a great scene.
I mean, anyway. We talked about this. Scarlet Witch was actually going to kill Thanos.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it went from him being like, I don't know who you are, punk, to him being like,
help me.
I'm dying.
Help me.
Hey, I'm FYI, death is happening to Thanos right now. Someone want to help Thanos? Because dying. Like I didn't expect that. Like, she just showed up. She's like, guess what? You dead today. You know, because I remember she ripped the heart out of Ultron and was like, it felt like this. And she ran off dancing.
Dude, she powerful AF.
Dude, you don't really. It's funny because it's perfect. Again, it's what they do. The subtlety of they didn't make anyone feel underpowered, so Thanos felt better. Like, they made Thanos, they showed in that scene that Thanos was less powerful without the stones than someone who was created using it, and they also showed that tactically he was smarter than Scarlet Witch, which is why she needs Captain America, why she needs Iron Man. It's why the Avengers only work as a team, you know? It's smart.
Dude, and then fucking Spider-Man's insta-kill.
Yeah, dude.
That was the fucking most funniest thing.
Activate insta-kill. Just stabbing people, dude.
I got this. I don't have this.
It's great, dude. You take this one, I take the big one. We already talked about that. Wasp calls him Cap. Black Panther says Clint. Did you catch that?
Mm-mm.
When Hawkeye has the gauntlet, he's like, what do you want me to do with this? Black Panther goes, Clint, throw it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a callback because in Civil War, he goes, hi, I'm Clint. And Black Panther goes, I don't care. It's kind of cool that he did care.
Shows
that he did. Mm-hmm. You know? And Cap called Spider-Man Queens because his only Queens. Cap's from Brooklyn. Spider-Man's from Queens.
That's right.
And it's funny because that's the only that's the only interaction they ever had together was, hey, what's your name, kid? Or where are you from, kid? And he goes, Queens. He goes, Brooklyn. That's the only time they really ever talked besides says that you're right or you're wrong, thinks that you're right, it makes you dangerous. He'll say, go for the legs. Like, I mean, that's basically the only interaction. Mm-hmm. You got a metal arm? Cool. Spider-Man's so great. Tom Holland is the best thing to happen since Robert Downey Jr. Changed my mind, dude.
I agree.
That kid is such a great actor.
He really is.
And he's British!
And that's why they had him be the first one to interact with Iron Man. Because I didn't think Gwyneth Paltrow could pull that shit off.
I mean, she's an Oscar winner, but she looks like me compared to Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Like, he's so good.
Her line was great, though. Like, I can't believe the emotion, really. I hearken back to that. I went from mad to immediately, like, shit.
Yep.
He really did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. You know what I was thinking? Hold on. I have one more line on here. Your choices were him or a tree. One of my favorite lines in the entire movie. When Gamora goes to Star-Lord, knees him, and she goes, really? This is him? And Nebula goes, your choices were him or a tree? That slayed me.
I missed that. I that one mumbled for me. I knew she said something.
Yeah, that's what she said. She goes, your choices were him or a tree?
That's hilarious.
Which just, that slayed me. We talked about Captain Marvel arriving. I said it was perfect. Like, one of my biggest fears going into this movie was that Captain Marvel was going to be too OP. Yeah. But I think they did it perfectly. She shows up. She struggles against Thanos when he has the Infinity Gauntlet. She saves the world. Like, I don't know. Like, he was doing this when she grabbed his hand.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, you know, and she's like, nah. And then he headbutt her, and she just stayed there.
She just took it, man.
Dude, she didn't.
I literally was like, oh,
like,
shit.
If I poke you, you're going to look at it. Like, she didn't even do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you headbutt me? I didn't even feel it.
Yeah, man.
And then he took the Power Stone out, because the only way to beat her is with smarts. Because she acts, she, you know, kicks butt first, asks question later.
Right.
But, yeah.
Well, yeah, she's got the fucking. Well, now that's a really good question to me.
Yeah.
If she has the power of the Space Stone,
yeah.
So why is she so powerful?
Well, we don't really know how that works.
Like, it's not the Power Stone, obviously, but I guess, yes,
it's still an Infinity Stone. But also, we don't really know what the lady, I don't know, remember her name from Captain Marvel, we don't really know what she did to the spaceship. Like, she could have used that power to make something, but that's like saying, Wanda has the power of the Mind Stone. She's still got all this power. I think it's just power.
Yeah.
I think it's all power. Mm-hmm. Like, the Power Stone literally uses, like, its power is power, but I still think all of them could
light up a
galaxy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't mess with them. You don't mess with them. We did talk about Loki being back, but very briefly, I think he's just going off to his TV show, personally. Mm-hmm. I think that's the whole setup, you know, is that he's going to be at his own TV show. So Captain Marvel arrives, the headbutt, the snap, and then Tony snap, Doctor Strange, one signal. We talked about that. And that was really the end. You know, he just dies, and then they go. They cut, like, this is the part I couldn't remember because my brain was just spiraling. But they cut from that to the funeral, right? Is there a scene in between him being dead and the funeral?
I think so.
I feel like there is, but I don't remember what it is.
It's not the Guardians, is it?
No, that's after.
I thought there was.
I don't remember what it is, if there was one. I don't remember. I don't think there is, because I feel like I would remember it.
Well, Steve's there for the funeral, right?
Yes, all of them are there, yeah.
Maybe not then.
I think they go directly from that to the funeral.
Uh-huh. I thought there was something.
But I don't remember for sure.
Fuck you, man. Why can I not? I saw it last night.
I know. I saw it 2 days ago. But anyway, they have the funeral. I can't believe they got all those people there.
Dude, that was so many.
Like, they got freaking...
Who was the kid?
Iron Man 3 kid.
That was the
kid? That's the Iron Man 3 kid.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. That's the kid from Iron Man 3.
Who were the, do you know the two people standing behind him? It was him and then two other people, and then it was Captain Marvel on the steps, and then Nick Fury.
His parents, maybe? I don't know. Maybe. I don't remember that.
That was the Iron Man 3 kid?
It's the Iron Man 3 kid.
Good Christ.
That's how long it's been, by the way. That kid's 45 now. Yeah. But Captain Marvel, like, standing on the steps, then Nick Fury's just there. Like, I can't believe they got Nick Fury to show up for that movie
for
no lines. Michael Douglas is just there. Like, I mean, I guess he had a tiny part when he was de-aged, but, like...
Dude, fuck it. You want a goddamn $100,000 check for a 5-second scene? Hell yeah, I do.
I mean, yeah, Edward Norton didn't.
No, he didn't.
It's crazy. Oh, Maria
Hill
Coulson.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, there you go, yeah.
Oh! They did not look like that to me.
It wasn't Coulson, was it? It was Maria Hill and...
Maria Hill makes sense.
Maria Hill was definitely
there.
She got
snapped.
I don't remember who it wasn't Coulson. It definitely wasn't Coulson.
Dude. I just cannot wait until this fucking movie's on DVD, because I'm literally going to go fucking see frame by frame of that last battle.
I need to see it again. I want to watch it again immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah, Coulson wasn't there because the internet would be on fire if a guy from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. had remade it back into the show. Because it was on fire from Captain Marvel that he was in that, so there's no way. God, but I know who you're talking about. Britt is 100% right. It was Maria Hill and someone else, but I don't remember who it was. There's too many people.
There are.
And I was too shocked that it's like, that's freaking kid from Iron Man 3. Like, because I had just watched that one, like, I didn't recognize
it. Like, who the fuck is that goddamn kid?
Yeah, that's Iron Man 3 kid.
That was the only person I thought it could have been.
That also means Tony, save that kid's number.
He helped him through a time, man.
Yeah, he did. That kid impacted Tony's life, and Tony took it seriously. Mm-hmm. That shows the kind of guy he is. Subtly, dude. I love it. I'm going to die not remembering who's behind that, because I do remember. I remember Britt is talking about, but anyway.
The kid that he helps in the garage that takes care of his suit.
Yeah.
That kid. So after the funeral is what?
So after the funeral...
We go to the Guardians?
We go to the Asgardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
And he lets Valkyrie be the queen.
Yes.
And then he heads off to space.
Who does? Asgardians?
Yeah, the Asgardians. Okay. Yeah.
After that, what happens?
And then the new Cap scene. And then Cap is dancing, and then end of movie.
Fuck. I feel like I re-experienced it, and now I'm sad.
Dude, it's... But it's happy sad.
Yes, it's happy sad.
But it's also sad.
But it's sad sad.
And you know, we didn't get to it at all.
This is the thing. It would have been such a fucking... It would have been the best movie, no doubt in my goddamn mind. But the killed Iron Man!
It's still great.
No!
He had to die.
You don't kill him! He was the introduction. This is the life force behind these fucking movies.
You go watch the movies with Sarah's fiance then, dude. God. Just watch it.
Who?
Remember he was watching Iron Man 1 and 2?
Oh, yeah, man.
Sad.
I'm hurt.
It's my dad.
I'm very hurt.
Dude, it sucks. I agree, man.
I thought he might be in Spider-Man. No, he dead.
He dead. We didn't even get... The show's over.
Yeah.
We didn't even get to talk about what we think the implications will be going forward.
We can continue. I got nothing to do.
I gotta pee again.
Go pee.
All right, man. I got nothing to do? Is that what you said?
I got nothing to do. I'm gonna go home and nap because I didn't sleep last night. Guys, I went to this movie at 11 p.m. It's 3 hours and 5 minutes, not to mention the fucking 25 minutes of goddamn trailers before that. Oh, it was the worst. It was such a good movie. I was talking earlier, I just don't... Yeah, way to go, Acid. Super smooth. Super smooth. You've seen this. You're the only one that of our fans that are here that has seen it, and we could talk to about it, but no. What happened to cleaning the closet? Babe, throw out all my clothes. Throw them all out. I'll wear this shirt for the rest of my life. Don't care. I'm broken. I can't do it. They killed Iron Man, guys. Was anyone else here, like, at all? Like, yeah, a couple people. Yeah. But I don't think anybody saw it or cared. Sam was here. He didn't see it. Ball and Hobo was here. I don't think he's seen it yet. What the fuck? Hurry up! I can't fill this much time. It's all good. We've literally been talking nonstop about this damn movie, so... It'll probably be a great episode to go back and
There were more people
to.
Here than I expected, yes. To be honest. Yeah, I expected there to be no one, because we're talking about it very early, but whatever.
Dude, I know.
The cleaning the closet?
I know.
You ain't cleaning that closet.
I have to empty my closet so she can move her stuff in, because we're moving in together here in a month. Officially.
Oh, it's like official now. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. It's only got a month to back out, dude.
I know, right?
Well, actually, I should say, Brett, you only got a month to back out.
Do it.
I dare you. You won't.
You won't.
You won't. You need these.
These?
These right here.
Oh, those.
Yeah, she needs those.
I thought those, but no, she don't.
No, she don't need them. We went over that on Thursday. That those aren't really a priority, so. Okay, so what are we going to talk about? Oh, the implications. So yeah. Spider-Man's a lie, right?
Yep.
Like, that whole trailer's a lie, right?
What?
The Spider-Man Homecoming. Or Far From Home.
Why?
How is he in high school? I don't get it.
He went back to high school at the end.
He's been gone 5 years.
That is a good point. Where is Ned?
Even if Ned welcomed Peter back with open arms, he wouldn't go back to the same school because Ned would now be a freshman or a sophomore in college.
That is a very big implication.
How does
that
work?
The fact that 5 years went by and half of the world did not experience those 5 years.
Also, everyone apparently came back right where they were.
Right.
So what happens to... So I feel like there's so much room to play here because what happens to the people who came back where now there's a building?
Yeah.
What happens to the people who lost husbands or wives and then got remarried? What happens to all these people who had jobs and they come back and
Dude,
they
that's fucked
and they
up,
come back
right?
And now they don't now their job is gone.
Ah, that kind of that, like that's messed up.
Like there's a whole bunch of problems that are going to be presented because 5 years have passed and everyone, even if you haven't moved on mentally. You've moved on physically.
Mm-hmm.
The world keeps turning.
Yeah.
That is going to be nuts.
Dude, 5 years. That's a long time.
The reigning theory, Britt just said, did Ned get stabbed too? The reigning theory now is the major cast of Spider-Man. So MJ, Ned, Spider-Man. They all got snapped, and that's why they come back 5 years later, but they're all the same age, same grade.
Okay.
But people that get written out of the show, like Birdman's daughter... She didn't get snapped, so even if she wanted to come back, she's now 5 years older than Peter. What about people who snapped when they were riding an airplane? That's exactly... What about the Asgardians, who were in a spaceship that exploded? Like, what about that? There's a whole lot of questions.
They didn't get snapped. They were already on Earth.
Like the spaceship
those
people.
Those fuckers are dead.
You think? No, he only killed half.
Yeah. That half is dead. The other half is now a new Asgard on Earth.
You think so?
Yeah, that was 5 years later. Yeah.
Right.
All the people who got halved before the snap.
No, here's what I'm saying. Thor's on the plane. Okay, he's on the ship. He's on the ship with the Asgardians.
Mm-hmm.
Thor kills half the people. Blows up half the ship.
Yeah.
Thor is on the part that blows up.
Mm-hmm.
Gets picked up by the Guardians.
Mm-hmm.
Leaves, goes back down to Earth. Infinity War happens.
Yes.
Okay? Those Asgardians that were on the ship that didn't blow up, they're on the ship still. They didn't make it to Earth yet.
They made it to Earth in the 5 years.
No, here's what I'm saying. They're on that ship. They don't make it there before the snap. They don't make it to Earth. So half of those people got snapped.
Oh, so half of the half.
Half
so
of the half got
a
snapped.
A quarter is
like
left.
Thanos wasn't like, don't snap the Asgardians, already did it manually. He snapped those people.
Maybe he did.
So all those people just, where's Christ? You know,
maybe
it's not,
not
good, right?
Maybe not. Dude, the snap is magical, okay?
It is.
Because here's another thing we can talk about is Gamora. What the fuck's up with Gamora, man? So Peter Quill's searching for her. Is he searching for past Gamora? The one that came through the time warp?
Present Gamora's dead.
Right. So, in that case, then Iron Man snapped out only the bad people. He did not snap out.
He only got rid of Thanos' army and the militias.
Okay.
Because he could have also been like, we should probably kill neo-Nazis too. Like, he could have done that, but he didn't.
He didn't. So, in that case, maybe Thanos, when he snapped in Infinity War, was like, avoid the Asgardians, I already got them.
Yes.
Avoid Gamora's people, I already got them.
Right.
So, they're probably not just floating in space.
No, 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 that's a separate snap.
No.
The snap where they brought everybody back is Thor's snap. Thor's snap, or sorry, Hulk's. Hulk's snap restored everybody.
Right.
Iron Man's disintegrated people.
Right, I'm saying that's Thor's.
But
no,
but they
Thanos' original snap in Infinity War did not take out half of the Asgardians that are left.
Okay, well, what about people who are still traveling in space while they got snapped? What about me on space Uber?
Those people are fucked.
Okay. Right? Like, that's because they made a point. Iron Man goes, where they died, not when they died. Like, he made a very specific point of saying, resurrect them now where they died, because he doesn't want it to revert 5 years. I just want the people who died to be brought back right where they were, is what he says.
Mm-hmm.
And right where they were is said. So, like, if I was walking through a crosswalk when I got snapped, I'm just, boom, right back in a crosswalk?
Also, how the fuck do you do that? How in your mental brain do you be like,
well, we can't, we're idiots.
I want all these people except those people, but those people there and these people then.
If we
then,
wanted to make, like, a buffet.
While your hands
getting
eaten
off, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Also, how did Cap get the Soul Stone back? Well, we don't know that he... Well, he had the Soul Stone. It was in the gauntlet. We don't...
Yeah,
but
I know. How did he put it back?
We don't know. We made a joke like, hey, she just fell. Can we reverse that? Here's the stone, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. He didn't say where. He just said, bring them to this time, not where they disappeared. I think he said where. He was pretty sure. I could be wrong. Again, I've only seen it once. But I'm pretty sure he made a point of saying right where they died.
Yeah, no, I think Spider-Man said something like that. Like,
Well, Spider-Man said, I passed out.
I remember passing out, and I'm waking up, and you're not there.
Right.
Yeah, no.
So to them, no time has passed, yes.
And they were right where they were when they died, yeah.
The only reason they made it to the final battle is because Strange made portals for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so people are definitely in weird predicaments all over the world.
Yeah.
So is Cap trying to stab Natalie Portman with that goddamn syringe.
Hey, Nat, I'm going to put this in your butt real quick. Ah! Here's the ether. I'll teach you to not come back to Thor movies, you big bimbo.
Mm.
Makes me so mad. Like, she's okay being in episode 2 of Star Wars, but not being in Thor 3.
Dude, I think...
What?
No, blame George Lucas for her not being in these, because she's done with fantasy. I can't
But how could she not sit back after Thor 2 and agreed she could be like, I didn't like being in that movie. Okay, that's fine. You know, I get it. But then all these other movies come out, and she's like,
right.
You know, Winter Soldier comes out, and she'd be like, I'm this one.
No,
you know?
She was in Thor 2, which me and Britt looked up last night, is after the first Avengers.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, she wasn't in Avengers?
No. She stopped before Ultron.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they showed a picture of her in Avengers.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, we put her up at an astronomy tower. That's handsome feet, very remote. She'll be fine.
It's a goddamn deleted scene from Thor, though.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, you go. I figured that was it. I love that scene where Fat Thor was drugging around about it. Agreed. I loved that scene because everyone else was like, okay, this is really awkward. And Ant-Man's like, this is so cool. I'm hearing about space. Like, I really like that. Like, he's all of us, you know. All these other people are jaded. They don't
he
like.
He really is.
Rocket doesn't kill. Like, which ones of you have been to space? Don't throw up on my ship.
Yep. Dude, Rocket's great.
He's so good.
I'm so glad he stayed. He's the best. And see, that's why I'm kind of worried about Guardians, man. The Peter Quill funny and then the Thor funny is going to clash in a weird way. I don't know.
I read a really funny joke online. It's funny because it happened to me. It said in the theater, I missed what Groot said because everyone was laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really mad that I missed it because I don't know what he said. And I was like,
either.
Yeah. And then I thought about it and I'm like, he said, I am Groot. Because that's the only thing he says.
No, he definitely said,
I'm mad that I was like, I'm mad it got me. Like, yeah, I don't know what he said. Oh, he said, I am Groot.
Yeah, he did.
That's what he said. He said, I am Groot. Yeah, that's what he said. It's awkward. But yeah, I really liked Fat Thor. I don't know if you missed Beginning Acid where I said that I feel good that I finally have some representation in these superhero movies because now I have the body of a god. And I really enjoy that. Amen. That can now flex it. So.
You gotta keep up here.
Yeah. Okay, do you think Hulk's arm is permanently broke?
Britt, I think, does. Because from what we've been talking about, it sounds like she does. I don't think so.
I think so.
He was in a cast at the end because he's
I don't think
to
they would
it.
Put it in a sling if it was permanently dead. No. Agreed 100%.
I think one snap you can recover from. Thanos went for two snaps. He got fucked up.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
So he's probably Thor.
That's it. That's all I got.
Or he's probably Hulk.
Do you want to talk at all about where you think the MCU is going now?
I don't know.
Don't you kind of love that?
No,
I wrestle.
I'm in the same space I was after The Last Jedi. I don't know where the fuck they're going with this.
Like when they did,
I like the post credit scenes because I know which direction they're going in. I could speculate
when they showed Phase 3. Like Feige came out and did this whole presentation. It had Infinity War 1 and 2. It had Civil War. It had Doctor Strange. It had Captain Marvel. It had Inhumans on it. Remember that? This was like 6 years ago.
Babe,
they showed that whole roadmap.
That was a 3D printed cast, which is technically a sling until his arm heals. It was not a metal brace that is permanent. Okay?
My God! So aggressive!
She's been spouting this entire
I'm not sure
morning.
It was fried after the first snap. The gauntlet was fried after the first snap. His arm wasn't. The second snap is what killed, or when he destroyed the stones is what killed his arm the second time.
Well, probably. They probably don't like being destroyed by themselves.
They probably don't like that, no. Yeah. It's like, quit hitting yourself, Infinity Stones. Yeah. I don't think they like that, yeah.
No.
I mean, we'll see if Britt's right or wrong. But we need to remember this day, because I have a feeling that she'll be like, I told you it wasn't fake. I told you it wasn't permanent, you know, 3 years from now when Hulk's out there flexing.
Hulk is gonna definitely be the goddamn Hulk again.
I think so, yeah.
Mark Ruffalo ain't got shit else going on.
Can't he just go into a gamma tanning bed and just get hulkier? Like,
yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. It's the fucking Hulk. He can't die.
I agree. Well, he can die from the Infinity Stones. It's the only thing, though.
That would be the only thing. Now they're gone.
Like, if he gets really mad, doesn't his arm just come back?
So, wait. Okay.
I don't think it's charred at the end of Infinity War. I've seen it a lot. It's mostly the gauntlet.
It's hurt, but it's not charred like it was.
I think it's the gauntlet. The only thing that's
hurt is the gauntlet. No, his arm is kind
of... Because don't you see him sit at the end of the movie
but,
and he looks fine?
No, but this arm is scarred.
Is it?
It's not charred, and his face isn't charred.
Is it?
His arm is, though.
Is it?
Yeah. We can look it up. And also, the gauntlet is, like, literally permanently attached to his arm now, apparently. God, they fucked him up at the beginning of that movie, though. Just chop that arm off, chop his fucking head off.
Paul Rudd in that movie, Acid, was incredible, by the way. Who watched this? Who did that?
I don't know, man. I've seen it like a couple times over the last few weeks.
You can see me. That one's not me, but I did watch it. There's me. There's me. There's me. There's me. You can see all the ones I watched. Okay, well. I'm gonna skip. We're gonna prove Britt wrong right here, unless she's right, and then I'm gonna
she's
be like,
definitely right.
And I'll be like, the it didn't load. It's gonna be Britt. Okay, that's the credits. So that's not it. Still the credits, by the way. Still the credits, by the way. Still the credits, by the way.
Dude. Oh, don't watch this.
I'm gonna skip. I
can't do it. I can't see Iron Man again. Continue. There's a scene where it shows fucking arm.
See, he's using it right now, though. Like, it's moving.
Yes.
So it's not broke.
Charred, but he's hurt. Look at him. He's stumbling about.
I think he's just tired, dude. Like, his arm is not... Well, it's a little...
Yeah, it's charred.
It's a little charred.
It's a little charred. Not as bad as when he snapped for the second time.
It's not that bad, dude.
It's a little bad.
It's not that bad. It's gonna heal. Because it gets worse. Because it gets worse. It's gonna heal. Mark my words. If I am wrong, I will eat a dog. Okay? Alright, so.
What kind of dog? The smallest one you can get?
Tiny one, yeah.
Okay.
Like a chihuahua.
Alright.
We don't need those dogs.
Those are expensive, though.
Well, a dead one probably won't be.
Okay.
Yeah. Specifying a live dog.
All right, let's end. I gotta pee again.
Okay, let's get out of here. So we'll probably talk at length about.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about Game of Thrones. Well, we kind of did.
We kind of did. Very at the very beginning. We'll probably talk about it on length on Thursday, and then next Sunday. I don't think we need spoiler alerts. Like if you haven't seen Avengers Endgame in the first week, you don't deserve a spoiler warning.
No.
Okay. So
also, yeah, enjoy all your favorite characters getting killed tonight.
Yeah. Maybe it doesn't. Could be a red herring. I still think that it may be a red herring. I still think a lot of people are going to live through it, and then they're going to die in later episodes.
Oh, definitely.
I think that.
There are going to be some that die tonight.
Agreed. So, guys, thanks for watching. We'll be back Thursday, probably to talk about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, we will.
That's what we'll do. And
Game of Thrones Infinity War, goddamn Endgame.
Go see Endgame if you haven't seen it. It's incredible.
What a great month, man.
We love it. It is.
It's a great month.
It's going to be awful.
After this?
Like, next Sunday is going to be the worst.
Spider-Man, man. It's coming.
We're going to get another trailer for Spider-Man, one that isn't lies, like in a couple weeks, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so. All right, guys. Well, thanks for watching. SevenColby.com for everything.
Very, very much.
We appreciate you. Go buy a t-shirt. Whatever. We appreciate y'all. We'll see you Thursday, 8 p.m. Oh, and go vote. SevenColby.com.
I'm playing the game.
Click the CPG link and vote for Resident Evil.
Don't.
Thanks.
Because I hate it.
All right. So vote for that. We'll see you guys next week, or I guess technically later this week. See y'all. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.